Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine wanted me to just...
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
I'll be back every week off for another week of N4G Radio for the week of August 31st, 2009. I got my motherfucking voice in the house.
Weird ass voice.
We have some new hardware technology.
Indeed.
You're on my card, dog.
I'm on your card.
Oh, you're
card.
Stepping on his cord.
Cord, not card.
I said cord.
See, we here at N4G Radio aren't cool enough to have wireless headsets, so.
What's a wireless headset?
I don't know.
Speaking of wireless headset, did you ever get that?
Yeah, did you get that one you're supposed to be demoing?
No, they delayed it.
Son of a bitch.
Really? But they're sending me a different one.
Oh.
Ow.
That's weird.
The wired one?
No. This one's wired, wireless, too, but it's only stereo. It's not...
7.1.
Not 7.1, dog, but digital.
Digital.
Oh, good. But we have a hell of a show going on this week.
Hell of a show.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jinx.
Jinx.
Nerd.
Oh, yeah.
I can barely hear myself.
Well, perhaps you should speak louder.
Anyway...
Hello.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ouch.
You just blew my eardrum.
Sorry, we're going through technical problems with new stuff. We got to get used to it. But we have a lot of games to talk about. We have a lot of contests to mention. We have some shit to do, some things to happen. But I'll dick around with the the technicalities while I send it off to Gambus Khan to do some fondling.
Greetings, program.
That way I can ignore your fondling
Pay
and just try
no
to fix the computer.
Yeah. To zero tolerance, fucking with settings.
Motherfucker.
What?
That's what I said.
Wow.
Go ahead, Gambus.
That's what Samuel Jackson said, actually.
Motherfucker.
So you want me to do the fondling right now?
He basically wants you to vamp right now to cover up for the fact that he's diddling with technical issues.
But you have yet to introduce the cast.
And diddling himself at the same time.
I am not diddling.
All right, look, there's Gambus Khan, there's me, and there's Wombat, and there's Zero, too, so there you go.
What okay. country are you from?
USA, bitch, what the fuck?
Gambus, do some fondling.
Alrighty.
Samuel L. Jackson interrupting Gambus Khan. That's rude. That's rude, Jackson.
Oh, sorry about that.
Ding. Wow. I hope that didn't come through in the recording, but
it
I'm sure it did. So there you
say
go.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
What? What are you going to do, Sam?
Shut the fuck up!
Make me.
Anyway, Gambus, you're fondling.
Okay, this week on PSP, I played a little bit more of Persona for PSP.
PSP.
This is the remake of the original Persona game?
No.
And,
now Samuel L. Jackson's interrupting Gambus Khan.
Yeah, I know.
He's getting celebrity guest interrupters.
Dude, that's how popular you are. That's why you have 6,000 Twitter followers.
Yeah.
not really. But anyway,
I'm gonna have to give something away on Twitter. Just
yeah,
so
did
I can
you like
get
that?
More followers.
I only got 10 for that, so.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to sell a kidney on Twitter.
Wow. No, just start small. sell an apple.
An
smell
apple?
Smell an apple on
give,
Twitter?
Give away an apple? Yeah. I could give away my Adam's apple.
Wow. You can give away
okay.
your Apple iPhone.
Creepy!
Oh, yeah!
Jump man.
Give it away his Adam's apple.
Give it away his iPhone. Dropping his Apple iPhone.
Almost dropping his iPhone. It's about to run out of battery, so I hope it lasts long enough for us to do the Twitter shoutouts.
If not, you got a backup.
That's true.
Okay, anyway, I've been playing some Persona for the PSP.
PSP.
Yeah, and this
Deja
game
vu.
Is this game is pretty awesome. However, if you're a fan of the series and you've only played the third and fourth Persona, You might be slightly disappointed in Persona PSP because there's a lot of gameplay mechanics that aren't in the PSP version.
That's because it's portable.
Well, I mean, it's because it's the original game, and they added stuff like the social links.
Wow.
In later.
God. In, can sorry. You turn that off?
Sorry. In later iterations of the series. So, in other words, it is a very, 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 very good game. But just don't be expecting Persona 3 or Persona 4.
So, gotcha.
There you go. And I will have a review up this week.
There you go.
You better.
Da, 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 da. Yeah.
But anyway. He's like, yeah, but seriously, I'll have a review.
Yeah.
I recommend them!
God
damn it, Sam. Keep your voice down.
You are too damn loud.
I'm sorry.
I can't stop yelling, because that's how I talk.
That's how I talk.
And another game that I played on... I'll do a couple PS3.
Oh, man.
I think you're getting a little heavy on the soundboard.
Yeah.
Zero.
Sorry, I'm just testing the sound.
No.
Shut up, Sam.
I played some pixel junk monsters.
Bet you played with some pixel junk.
Oh, police.
Some pixelated junk.
Yeah.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
It's a fantastic tower defense game, and this is actually the first tower defense game that I actually play. I'm playing.
So the acronym for tower defense is TD, right? What happens if you have a super tower defense game?
Hmm.
You have an STD!
Then you should probably go to the free clinic.
And get your pixel junk checked out.
And yes. That's probably why it's pixelated, to be honest.
Oh. Wow.
But anyway,
indeed.
On top of that,
your crotch looks like some kind of apple pie.
Okay, we're moving on now.
I'm not sure what's causing that.
Also on on the PS3,
possibly blueberry pie.
PS3.
Yeah, I played some more.
It's the wrong one.
Oh, fuck!
I played some more Marvel
can't
versus
do
Capcom.
Anything right.
Marvel baby.
It's Marvel baby.
Yeah.
So Gamus, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Are you gonna let him answer it?
No. Where is your curly mustache at?
I don't have one. Hey,
you can't tell.
You know,
but
dead
I'm,
air
I'm,
does not make
I'm,
good radio.
I'm slack jawed in awe.
Yeah, that was dramatic pause.
You had me going.
No.
Dun dun dun.
Da, 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 da.
Anyways, go ahead. Sorry,
anyway,
I had to make the curly mustache joke again this week because it's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Don't argue, Sam. What the fuck?
Marvel vs. Capcom 2, and I played against Maze 13 again. So
nice.
Shout out to him, and he's officially
whooping your ass.
Yes, considerably. However, each fight that we did, I was so close to taking him out.
Those are the best. Even when you lose, when you get that close, those are the best.
And we had something like six fights in a row that were like that. Yeah, I got clobbered all six
times.
Nice.
Clobbering time!
But all six fights were basically about one or two punches away from me being the victor.
Wow.
So he is a better fighter than I am. So congratulations, Mace 13. You're pretty good at the game. And then, also on PS3, I played the demo for Mini Ninjas. Has anybody else played the demo for Mini Ninjas?
I have not.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Nah.
You know something? I like it. I really do. I know it's not the best looking game in the world. As a matter of fact, I mean, it looked like it could have been made 5-6 years ago. But there's something to be said about a finely crafted world, which I do think Mini Ninjas is a very, very finely crafted world, even though it is simplistic.
Right.
I think it's full of character because, like, the enemy troops, when they're, like, marching, you know, it's kind of comedic. You know, it's kind of funny watching them march because they're like... They're like, one, two, three, four, and they're pretty funny. I really like it. And there's something to be said for a game where you got this big giant
the hat where you have to paddle.
The hat where
you use it as a boat. It's fucking nice. Awesome.
Yeah, you can.
It looks like a noodle bowl.
Yeah, it does look like a noodle bowl.
But then you would be the noodle.
Yeah,
look at that.
And you use
very good.
So they should have called the game Mini Noodle.
Mini Ninjas. You disagree? Is a pretty good title, in my opinion.
Mini Ninjas.
Yeah, and it's
what's
like,
up, my ninja?
And use the hat as a boat.
That's awesome.
And that is so sweet. And I like that. And I also saw a video of it where you're actually skiing down the side of a snowy mountain in your hat. That is freaking awesome, dude. That is awesome.
Well, there's something to say about a game you can transfer yourself into a chicken.
Yeah, or a wild boar.
Or a frog.
You can transfer yourself into a chicken in real life. You'd probably get arrested for it.
That's illegal.
Yeah.
Yo.
Alrighty.
Yeah, on to the next game. Yeah, Mini Ninjas looks like it's going to be a good game. Good game. I might pick it up. I don't know.
I downloaded the demo for that, among several other things, and I still haven't played it.
Yeah. And then I'm also going to go back to PSP. I picked up Dissidia Final Fantasy.
Whoa, sorry. My God.
Never do that again.
Don't ever do that again. Wow.
My bad. Our
listeners are like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me with this?
You're retarded.
Wow.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, a little bit editing there. But anyway, I played some Dissidia Final Fantasy. No, it's not really that bad, you know what I'm saying? I briefly played it. I picked it up
in your briefs?
Night. Yeah, in my briefs. I played the demo, and I found the combat to be fascinating. I think the best way I would say that I would describe the combat is that it's like a real time RPG combat. It'll advertise itself as a one on one fighting game. However, it's not the it really shouldn't be really considered an actual fighting game, like compared to like Street Fighter or something like that, because it's so chaotic, you know, and there's just so much going on that it's like it's not really skill based. Like the battles aren't. I mean, you could say that they're skill based, but they're not as skill based as like a traditional fighter.
Gotcha.
But they're more strategically based, you know. So. Zero Tolerance is taking notes or something. Okay.
He's interested in deceiving.
He's like, tell me. What caused your mental state?
Tell me more about this Dissidia.
Tell me about your mother.
And I will say this. One of the best CGI openings ever in a video game.
Really?
Ever. Yes.
Apparently he disagrees.
Survey says...
Yeah, I don't care what the survey says.
That's the way it should be.
It's about a 6 to 7 minute opening cinema.
Holy shit!
Where the first 2 minutes is basically a somber, humble build up, and then the next 4 to 5 minutes
is a giant climax.
Is the most kick butt action, spectacular, crazy, insane.
Does it make you wet?
Whoa.
Is it just me or does the sound keep cutting out?
Yeah, it's a little glitch.
Okay.
We might have to fix that at some point.
Yeah. We're working on it.
It is so awesome to see all these... Because basically, there's just a Dissidia is that there's 10 good guys and 10 bad guys, you know, from each one is from each of the...
Bad guy.
First of the 10 Final Fantasy games.
Bad guy.
And it's so cool because in the CGI intro, you have characters... from different Final Fantasy games, like fighting another villain that's not from their particular game. Like, there's a part where you actually see Squall and Sephiroth fighting each other.
Sephiroth!
And it is so cool because they're, like, exchanging sword fights. Sword blows at, like... Yeah. at like
somewhere when you just mentioned the word Sephiroth, 100,000 nerds had an orgasm simultaneously.
Yeah, I think 100,000 people just went Sephiroth. But
it was just me.
Yeah.
God damn it, Sam!
But yeah,
shut the fuck up.
You are so loud.
But yeah, Dissidia has characters like Sephiroth, Skrull, Cloud, Goblez, which was a fan favorite, the Dark Knight. And speaking of the Dark Knight,
oh look how he
segged! Wow,
what a seg!
Yeah, actually,
no.
Thing is, what's kind of funny is that I had an additional segue that I could have used, and it would have been like something like this. Oh, yeah, there's also Kefka, which is the main villain of Final Fantasy VI, who's kind of like an evil clown. You could say that he's like the Joker of the Final Fantasy universe.
Just so you know, you ruined your seg by explaining your seg.
Yeah, I like this. No, I like the first seg.
This was the uncut
alternate
seg.
The alternate seg. It was the director's cut.
We ain't making a fucking DVD here.
But the Dark Knight seg was just came out, and it was superior to what I had already
it
planned.
Just blew all over the show.
Yes, it did.
We should won a Guinness Book of World Records.
We should put out a DVD. But the only problem is, would we be able to recoup our costs if only four people bought it?
And the four people would be in this room.
In this room.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't buy it.
You bastard.
Fuck you. Oh, yeah, that's right, because you don't have a job.
Exactly. Fuck you, Sam.
You ain't going to talk to him every time he says something. Seriously. You're
talking to us. What the fuck?
But, The last game I
thought that was a bug.
Oh yeah, I also played one more game. I played Zen Pinball.
Yes, you did.
Oh my god!
Now that was actually funny.
I downloaded the new Street Fighter
pinball table.
And oh nice!
Heard it was badass.
It is awesome. It's got sound effects and music from Street Fighter 2. It's just really, really incredible. There is a thing to be said about, video game pinball. To me, okay, it's got some of the best physics of any attempt at video pinball. However, I still feel there's something off about the movement of the ball itself, even though it is probably the most realistic depiction of a pinball machine. And I came to the conclusion that the ball behaves as if it's made out of plastic.
Mm.
Plastique.
Like a really heavy plastic ball.
Gotcha.
But not the metal ball that you're used to when you're playing an arcade machine. The thing is, I came up with this conclusion because just a few days before I played Zen Pinball was when... I was at the that arcade legends. Arcade Legends in Southern Ohio, where I was playing some pinball, and it kind of just dawned on me why is the physics in Zen Pinball, why does it feel a little super hyper, and I came to the conclusion is because it feels like the ball is kind of a plasticky ball instead of a metal ball.
None like plastic balls.
Yeah, exactly. But
they make those,
more than one.
But other than that, there's a bat in the belfry, and
there's a bat in your butt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Hello. Oh, wow.
So, in other words,
are
we going to have a round table based on?
We'll
wait on that.
Okay.
So is that your time up?
That concludes my fondling, and then future.
And this concludes the fondling of
future fondling. I shall be playing more Batman because I need to finish it. I need to play some more Persona because the review's coming up this week. I'm going to be playing a review copy of Disgaea 2 for PSP. This week as well, because there'll be another review coming up. Next week.
I'm gonna have to get back on my game. Gamers is gonna pass me in total reviews.
The week after this week,
and 35 more reviews.
Probably more.
I might surpass your reviews in 10 years from now.
You might,
and that's if you stopped right now. Yeah, but anyway, Actually, it'd probably be more like 25 or 30 years from now. But anyway, I might be picking up a new game this week. It's actually going to be between Mini Ninjas and Muramasa the Demon Blade.
Oh, for, man.
For the Nintendo Wii.
I don't know that there's really any choice there.
I really wouldn't hope not.
I think, granted,
I haven't played Muramasa yet, and yeah. I downloaded the demo for Mini Ninjas, but I haven't played it yet either. But just judging by the videos, I can't imagine there's
I can't imagine you would not want to play Muramasa.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the thing is, that's the game that I got my money on.
Which shamed me when I called Brian Peterson to tell him to pre-order it for me. He didn't know what it was.
Wow.
Of course, he didn't know what Demon's Souls was either.
Yeah, that's disappointing. Well, When's that release? When's Demon's Souls release?
I'll have it this week.
You bitch.
Isn't Demon's Souls coming out sometime in early October?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, along with Uncharted.
I've been really, really, really wanting to play that. I'm excited.
Yeah, seems
maybe
like
I'll let you review it.
That would be awesome.
I'm already.
That would be phenomenal.
I'm already feeling my wallet considerably lighter.
Well then,
yeah,
it's just started.
It is.
It has begun.
We're moving on up.
We need a Mortal Kombat the movie soundboard.
I don't have a Mortal Kombat in the movie soundboard, sorry.
That's a shame.
We're going to move on to Killer Wolverine's fondling.
Wait, but before we do that, I don't mean to jump in front of you.
No, it's good.
I just want to say something that we didn't get to say last week.
We weren't here.
Yeah, do you guys realize that last week would have basically been the three-year anniversary of our show?
Yes.
You know, I was thinking to myself the other day. I was like, you know, it's been about 3 years now.
Yeah, we recorded the first ever episode of then ZTGD podcast. Podcast Radio, I think it was originally called.
August 24th?
August 20th.
August 20th.
It aired August 20th, 2006.
So I guess this would be the happy birthday episode.
Yeah,
then.
This is like our three-year birthday
See,
episode.
Wombat did that on purpose. He put it near his birthday so we could just celebrate both.
That's exactly what it was.
It's always a milestone.
Yeah.
Well, the podcast is still not old enough for you to date. So
it is not.
Just remember that.
It is not. 15 years from now, me and the podcast. Brown chicken, brown cow. So yeah, I just wanted to get that out there that it's now officially been 3 years since we started this thing.
God, we're still doing it.
I know.
Yeah,
people still listen to it.
Holy shit!
All five of them.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
I thought after those first couple episodes we were done for.
I think it's a different five people now than it was when we first started.
Think it probably was.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you know, I'm done with this. After about episode 15, they're like, ugh. Yeah,
they clocked out and went home.
Yeah. So thank you.
No.
Whoa. Thank you to everybody who's ever listened to the show.
Damn it.
Ever. Man. In our entire 3-year run so far.
Definitely.
Yes.
So, Mr. Wolverine,
I just wanted to throw that out there. On to you.
Way to just throw it out there.
Well, sorry. I just had to interrupt your fondling because you're a spoiled little brat.
Good thing none of your goddamn business.
You know, I didn't play anything.
Sweet.
Sweet.
<on.
laughs>
Let's see. I played Trials HD some more. And, you know, the thing of it is I didn't play any more races. So I'm still halfway complete on easy. I played just through two of the skills games just to best someone in this room. And by God, I bested him.
Nice. I need to go back and try and beat you guys again, because I haven't played
well,
in a while.
This is open challenge, because I can't even beat myself on ski jump anymore.
Dude, your ski jump score is ridiculous.
Yeah. Did you look at mine?
Oh, is yours farther than his now?
Almost.
Oh.
He learned a trick.
Oh.
He went on the internet and learned a little trick.
No, I didn't.
How you can flip the bike forward.
I didn't learn any
trick.
Oh,
yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
I knew that without even reading the internet. If you tilt the bike forward and then blow off, he goes farther.
Yeah, but if you wheelie before you hit the ramp and flip your bike forward.
I didn't know that.
I didn't learn a trick. I did it by my own skills.
Mm-hmm, you glitched.
Yes, I glitched. No. But I'm
trying
to beat
now.
The leaderboards of 200 and... Get your motherfucking hand out of me.
I don't want to see any violence.
I'm trying to get to the leaderboards.
Yeah, this is a family show.
Son of a bitch. Shut up.
Hey, we interrupt him every week.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
Ah. I'm just trying to get to the number one
That's
spot.
That's not funny.
Motherfucking damn. Fuck. Oh. I'm trying to beat the leaderboards.
You're never going to beat the guy on the
20.
Did you watch the replay? He glitched it.
Oh, he glitched it.
Yes. Really?
How did he glitch it?
I don't know, but if you watch the video,
that's
bullshit. He's flying through the air and his arm is still attached to the ramp. You should watch it. It's pretty funny.
So, like, the ramp is flying with him?
No, no. His arm is stretched from the ramp all the way down to the bottom.
That's freaking crazy. Maybe we just have another little...
Like, yeah, it's going to keep out. Just stop bringing it up.
So, he's like...
We just ignore it. It's not there.
So, I guess I'll have to watch the other ones who actually did it right. I mean, on the leaderboard, since the number one person didn't. So, maybe I'm not too far off.
You would think, since there's the ability to watch the replays on that, that the devs would jump on there and see the fact that that guy glitched it and wipe his score out.
They have been.
Oh, good.
Well, hopefully they'll knock that guy out. So
they deleted yours, too.
I bet they didn't, because I didn't fucking cheat.
That's a game that I need to play more of. I played the crap out of it when I first got it, and then so much other stuff came along that I haven't played it.
I'm having more fun with the skill games. I don't know. I like the racing, but I don't know. I'm trying to just...
He's trying to beat two skill games.
And I did beat two
skill games. He didn't try to best anybody else in the other ones, because I fucking own your ass in every other one.
And I know that.
So, snap. Bring it.
So, I just thought I would own you in the two that I could. Bring it!
And then when I beat you in those, you're going to have
beat
nothing.
Me in ski jump or the bone break. You're not
Dude, I'm a meter away from your ski jump.
You're a meter away. You ain't going to do it. You're still that meter until you surpass me. You ain't beating me.
You know what it is? Is he's pissed because his vertical got beat.
Yeah, I'm still pissed.
Oh, did you beat his vertical?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
By a good 6 meters.
Wow. A good 6 meters. As opposed to a bad 6 meters.
Yeah.
I tried that one again once, and I came back to what I did before on my current.
Yeah, and he saw my name above him, and it drove him crazy.
Yeah, it did.
Drove him mad.
But, yeah, so... if you beat it, you beat it. Then I know you cheated.
Of course, if I beat him, I cheated.
Well, of course, if I get it, I cheated.
I was giving you shit.
Double-edged sword, motherfucker. You want to go outside? Fisticuff time.
We can go outside, but remember, I'm 100 pounds over you.
I can run faster than you.
Yeah, but I know where you live.
Let's go outside.
So in the rainbow community.
Mortal Kombat!
We got the wombat and the
fuck
god.
Out my face with that
motherfucker!
Yeah, me and Gambus were going to get in a fight earlier. About what? I can't even remember.
I don't remember.
It's been
this
so long
ago.
Yeah.
This is all silly.
Why are we fighting?
I don't know.
Let's talk about video games.
Yeah.
No.
I've just been trying to beat
my own score on that for now. And maybe you got to give me a will to play more. Beat my score.
He just wants me to keep playing. Because if I stop trying to beat it, he won't play it anymore.
Yep. I won't.
Are you recollecting 80s
I thought you said as he rectal.
As soon as he said, you got to give me a reason, that's the first thing that popped into my head.
Just push it to the limit.
I thought Gamma said, are you rectaling?
That's the point of no return.
Never mind.
What movie is that from?
It's fucking
Scarface.
South Park.
No, it's from Scarface, I think.
South Park did it, too.
Yep.
Oh.
I think it's from Scarface.
Interesting.
It's also in Vice City. Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Oh, okay.
Which isn't that which, just Scarface the game?
Yeah, which basically all the music from that, most of the music from that is from Scarface.
You know, I need to finish watching that.
Not most of, I should say.
Shut the fuck up!
Let's get back to the fondling,
Sam. You're finally useful.
Dead air.
Dead air.
Dead air.
Besides a game that's been out for 3 weeks,
yes.
Have you been playing anything else?
I beat Shadow Complex.
Oh, Shadow nice. Complex is fucking awesome.
Yep, it is good.
You see the review up?
I did. I didn't read it.
Two games
it
in the same week.
It got controversial.
I'm talking about on our site.
Yeah, I know. Odeon's review.
Got controversial
on N4G
it
when
did.
It got posted to there.
Why?
10 out of 10.
Because he gave it a 10. And there were some people arguing that it shouldn't have been, and some people arguing that it should be.
They shouldn't
and
fucking say anything.
Everybody missed
it's
the
his
fact
opinion.
That it was his opinion.
Exactly.
What the fuck happened to the...
Give
me that.
Here. That's for you.
Okay, thank you. Keep talking about games, because nobody cares about our indiscreet conversation.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good game. Me personally wouldn't give it a 10, but that's his opinion. That's cool. So
that's cool.
Yeah, I finally beat that.
Boom.
I beat it, and I'm just going back, trying to get all the items.
That song was from Scarface, too.
Yes, it was.
No, Shadow Complex is like... And Gambus, you really need to play this game. It's so Castlevania. You know, it is.
What
so
I was gonna say
Metroid.
Is I listened. I broke my rule of not listening to other podcasts because I had time. I listened to your guest spot on the Evolve Gaming.
Yes, shout out to Frustrated Fury as I was on Evolve Gaming last week.
Which, you know, was a good show. Good show.
Except for the part where I fell asleep at the end. Did you get to the end? They started asking me what my top three games of the year was, and I didn't hear them because my headset cut out. Yeah. And then they started like, are you awake? Are you asleep?
Well, they said that because there was one episode, I think it was like three or four episodes ago, where... it was quite funny. Drew, I think he actually did fall asleep.
Nice.
In the middle of the podcast?
Yeah, it was so awesome. Funny too, because when he came back, he flat out denied it like the whole time until the very very end where they had like the outtakes, and he's like, "Oh, you know, I did fall asleep." So it was funny. It's a good show. I like the Evolve Gaming.
Yeah, it was
podcast.
Fun being on there. Yeah, definitely shout to
those
guys.
It was definitely
guys.
Fun to listen to, and but I didn't agree with Corey.
Corey's the girl, yeah.
Yeah, about how she said it wasn't one of the greatest Xbox Live games.
Live Arcade?
Yeah. I don't agree with it. It's her opinion, and that's fine. I respect it, but I think it's one of the best ones out there.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. It's so Metroid.
And it looks good. She said it didn't look good.
I think it looks
great
for an arcade
game.
For an arcade
game. It looks incredible.
And the fact that it's 5 hours long is incredible for an arcade game.
So this one's definitely worth, what was it, 1,200 points?
Yeah, it's $15.
Yeah, it was definitely worth $15, especially with the replay value.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to go back and find. Like, when you get the weapons and you can realize that you can go back to certain areas and get stuff, kind of like you can in Batman and Metroid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really
good.
Except
for, at the end, it's kind of done. I didn't expect it to be done this way. I expected when you beat the last boss, it'll save after the credits. You go back and, you know, like other games, like Batman, you go back and there's no boss, you know. No, this one saves right before the final
boss. So
does
Batman. Batman saves before the final boss.
Oh, I thought it... Oh, no. Okay. Well, my bad.
Before the final fight?
Before the final
fight. So, like, Hagar and Cody and Guy all come out and...
and that transvestite chick.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, it's... If you, the fight takes place... You haven't played it, so you won't understand it. Have you played it?
Shadow Complex?
Yes.
I played the trial. I didn't play the full version yet.
Well, the final fight takes place in the extreme right-hand side of the board. So
it's got a Castlevania map so much.
As soon as where the last save, the whole game starts off. If you go to the right towards the fight, you cannot go back because you will incinerate.
Oh,
I found that out the hard way. So if there's any hidden items to the right, you have to go underneath and work your way around. So I'm working on doing that. And there's some of those items that are just a pain in the ass.
It definitely the mini map is basically ripped straight from Castlevania.
Yeah.
Well.
Which is not bad. No, it's not a bad thing. It just, like, it's the Castlevania mini-map. You've got little blocks.
Or the Metroid.
Or the Metroid mini-map.
Because Metroid did it first.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, but everybody remembers Castlevania. Yeah. Not everybody remembers Metroid now, which is sad.
The original Metroid.
That is sad. That is very sad.
That last weapon you get, I love it.
The last gun?
The last gun is just...
It's just the sound it makes when it shoots people. Like,
and when and he sends them flying like 50 feet back.
I love punching people, though.
Yes.
Which I think I have like the most melee kills now, because like every time I'd see a guard, I'd just run up to him and hit him. And if you do the super punch, he like knocks him up the stairs.
Yeah, you have to get pieces of this like, I don't know, some kind
it's like
of
an
suit.
Armor suit.
And when you get the upgrade...
The one that's at the beginning of the game?
Yeah.
That the suit the guy's in at the beginning of the game?
Which I do agree with Corey... The story, I don't know about the story.
What was everybody saying? They didn't understand it.
It just doesn't make
sense. How does it not make sense?
There was really no point to the opening. In fact, it's not even a training level. It's just some random dude in this suit, and then you shoot a helicopter down to a vice president.
If you pay attention to the dialogue.
I haven't been paying attention.
You should have.
You know this game is actually a sequel to a novel.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, Orson Scott Card's Empire.
Ah.
It's really cool. I actually own it. I actually bought it like 3 or 4 years ago when it first came out. And the thing is, I got kind of like a, you know, ADD, you know, attention deficit crap.
Yep.
The thing is,
that would be ADC,
ADC. I got ADC.
ABC.
Which means that when it comes to reading books, no matter how good the book is, I'll only get about halfway before before I start reading a different book. Kind of like how I do with video games.
And having sex with sheep, apparently.
Wow.
Say what again? God. Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
I already said what, and I still, you know, haven't seen anything.
But yeah, Shadow Complex is the sequel to Empire, and Empire is basically about a new American Civil War.
Gotcha.
Well, I guess... I don't know. I didn't know that. I guess that would make better, you know, sense of the story if I knew that. But, you know, I'm going to go back and play it again because I want to get the achievement of getting or beat the game with less than 13% of the items. So I'll go maybe pay attention to it. So I haven't been paying attention to the story.
You might
want to
hunt down the book because it's a really good book.
Who are we kidding?
He's not going to read it.
You read books.
I do.
Yeah. You read books. Yeah, you read books. You read them
occasionally.
I'm not going to pick up a book and read it, considering I got school books to be reading here and soon. So
that is true.
I ain't going to do it.
It's all about priorities, man.
I would love to, because I'm all like, what the fuck?
I'm kidding. Cha-ching!
But, well, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Because I want to, I like... You know, getting into the story, and this one I didn't pay attention to be fair to it, so I don't know. We'll see.
I'm gonna make one more plug since we're talking about books that everybody needs to buy the Mass Effect books before Mass Effect 2 comes out and read them because they're both really good.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
So, yeah, working on that. A little bit more of Madden. I got handed my first loss.
Oh.
I need to get back into Madden.
By zero tolerance. Usually we have epic 54 to 52 battles. This one wasn't that epic.
35 to 21.
Yeah. And that last play kind of... Oh, well.
You bombed it to the end zone at the end of the game. What did you expect?
No, the last play... Well, that was... What else was I supposed to do? All right. What the fuck?
He was calling timeouts. He was down by 14, and there's 10 seconds left. He's calling a timeout. I'm like, what are you doing?
But, yeah, so...
He was hoping to get one of those double touchdowns.
Double touchdowns.
That are very rare.
A very elusive double touchdown. What else? We played the co-op demo for Lost Planet.
Yes, we did play Lost Planet.
You know, I downloaded that too. I still haven't played it.
We couldn't fucking beat the thing.
No.
I think you need four players, man.
Really?
Like, seriously.
Which I do have to apologize to Gray. I don't know the last part of it. He knows who I'm talking about. But he sent us a message, or me a message. I don't know if he's on your friends list, about wanting to jump in, and I didn't see it till after we were done.
I didn't see any message, so I have no idea.
So I apologize for that. I would have been more than happy to have you play with us. But
yeah, because we tried to beat that thing like a million times, but it's super fun.
Yeah,
it's really good. I love the fact that it's co-op, and that monster is fucking huge. Yeah.
Okay.
And you can, there's a mech. You can two.
Yeah, you can get up. You can get three people in
co-op. Yeah, that's right.
You can get up to three people. One driver in each gun, and then one driver.
Excellent.
Yeah, we were messing around with all the weapons on the map, and it was
you gotta shoot out the guy's the boss's legs, and he'll be down in his mouth open. You gotta go into his mouth, and I guess,
or you can just shoot him in the mouth,
or shoot him. Yeah. I actually went into his.
I never actually got inside of his mouth.
That was an experience. It was interesting.
It's good to know that you got in his mouth.
Yeah.
Thing is, I heard that there is a boss. I don't know if it's the same boss, but. You can go into its mouth and actually attack its internal organs.
Yeah, that's what this is.
And I heard that when it dies, it poops you out.
Probably. I don't know. I think I got thrown up, I think is what happened.
Well, that's because you didn't kill it.
Yeah, well, I couldn't. I had no idea. I was falling down an endless pit of
death.
Whatever the hell it is.
Goo.
So it was just like a waterfall of orange.
Ew.
It was kind of
nasty.
Yeah. So I apologize to him. I would have... You know, you should have just jumped in anyway, because I didn't see the message, so... It probably would have been a hell of a lot easier, I'll tell you that.
We could have used another guy, or two.
Is this game maybe made for co-op? Because I hope so, because...
Maybe we can organize some time... Well, Gambus can't, but maybe us three can organize some
when
time
you get
on the Lost
360,
Planet demo.
Man.
That would be nice, because, you know, if this is the way the game's going to be, it's made for co-op. Because we start out with how many helpers? At least
a ton.
Four or five.
There's a lot more. I think there's almost 10 people on the map, and by the time we get about halfway through the fight,
ourselves.
They're dead.
Yeah.
So.
I think I'm waiting for the 360 Slim before I buy one.
It dropped in price, man.
Dude, yeah, the price
now
just dropped.
Now is the time to buy one.
Well,
the price dropped again.
It it kind of dropped.
It did.
It dropped.
Dropped $100.
Yeah, but it was more of a reshuffling.
But it was the $400 unit went down to $300.
Yeah,
that's yeah. But they also took out the cables from it.
They're not $100 though.
Well, yeah. It depends on where you buy them. But
well, HDMI yeah. cables, you buy them on Amazon for $2.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It depends on where you buy them. But
not even $2.
Yeah.
After shipping, it's $2.
But I don't really. I guess I don't really consider it a real price drop because they basically just got rid of the Pro and said the Elite is.
Yeah,
the
but
new
that's
Pro.
Not really fair. Then you could say the same thing about the PS3. Yeah. They ripped every fucking thing out of it. Took out two of the USB ports. I mean, and we still.
Man, you're getting awful defensive about this.
Well,
man.
I'm just saying.
Well, what, you just unplugged me,
and now we
fuck
have
you.
We have
you
that plug. Zero tolerance fight. All right, we just everyone. You're fighting everyone, motherfucker.
You just unplugged me.
You plug back in.
All right, I'm plugged
chillax.
Back in.
God damn, podcast fights all around it.
It is a price drop. It's just I see it more of as a restructuring than an actual price drop. When the arcade dropped to $199, I saw that as a price drop.
You're just a hater.
As just a restructuring.
You're so, just a hater.
In the end, it works out for everybody because everything's cheaper. I see it more of as a restructuring than
thing, a thing is when I get a 360 again, I think I'm just going to go straight for the Elite.
Well,
you only got a 20 gig hard drive, don't you?
You won't have much of a choice because the only other option is the arcade.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you've already got your hard drive, but it's only 20 gigs. So.
Yeah, only and last
it's
time
only
I
a
checked,
20 gigger.
I only had like 2 gigs left, and it's like there's like a couple arcade games, including Shadow Complex, which I've heard are significantly large.
Yeah, I think they've kind of thrown away that whole like size limitation
yes.
on Xbox Live Arcade. I think that's gone. Nobody, it kind of secretly disappeared.
Yeah.
No complaints.
It's anyway, like, we need to move on.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're still on you, and we're 40 minutes in.
I did play Mini Ninjas. Yeah, I'll pass that one up.
It was good.
It was all right.
I enjoyed it.
Now there's going to be a Gambus Con Killer Wolverine fight.
I don't remember what else. Was there any other demos that went up?
There was a lot, but you didn't play a lot of them.
Ah. Well, what did I play?
What are you asking me for? I don't fucking know.
You seem to know if I play the demos.
I know you didn't play Dirt, and I know you didn't play fucking NHL.
Wet.
No.
Wet.
Yes, I did. But it was last week when we didn't have the show on the PS3. Three, whatever European account on.
Yeah, but now it's on 360.
Yep. I didn't play it.
What'd you think? Oh, you didn't play it.
Oh, I played the PS3 one.
Oh, what'd you think of it?
It was all right.
I haven't played it yet. I don't really have much of a desire to play it.
I do agree with, you know, you over there.
With you over there.
Saying that it seems like you're going to have to be in your bullet time moves all the time.
I like it a lot more on the 360.
Is it play a lot
the
better?
The controller's just built for shooters on the 360, and I think that's what made it a little smoother. On the PS3, it was just kind of like real edgy.
Hmm. I'll have to try it on 360, but other than that, I think I just played the trial of Hidden Dragon?
Invincible Tiger.
Hidden
Dragon. You're totally just wrong on that one.
Hidden Dragon.
Whatever.
Crouching Monkey.
Crouching Monkey.
Hidden Tiger.
It's alright. I didn't play it in 3D, because I forgot I had 3D glasses for the Nightmare on Elm Street box set I have, so I might try that sometime.
So does it actually require the 3D glasses?
No.
Well, if you want to play it in 3D, it does.
Well, yeah, but the game doesn't
no,
require
them.
No,
you can play
them.
It in 2D.
Fuck you.
Mother... All right, that's it. I'm going to fight with Samuel Jackson.
But
no, you can play it normally.
Because I'm asking because there's another game coming out called Avatar that...
No.
Is
yes, Samuel,
is
three, it is
coming out. 3D, but... It's only 3D.
It's a stereoscopic shit.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, you know, it doesn't require.
I'm sorry, but James Cameron can suck it. All I've heard is about this fucking game and this fucking movie, and you know what? It's probably going
to
be disappointing.
Well,
did you see
to
the trailer?
Have a TV for that game though to play it.
To play it in stereoscopic 3D. Yeah,
this one you don't need to. You need the glasses.
You can play GeForce in 3D. This is not an advanced technology.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying it. Why are you yelling at me?
Fucking Nightmare on Elm Street did it 15 years ago,
and that's why I'm going to use their 3D glasses because. That's what I have.
Yes, because this is advanced technology. Fucking Space Harrier did it.
So
yeah, Blue and Red Rad Racer did it too.
Yeah,
yeah. By the way, did anybody watch the Avatar movie trailer?
No.
No.
I'm sorry, but after that speech he gave at E3, I just don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, I'm on board on that train, too.
I don't know what to think of it. It looks definitely bizarre.
Great. That's for another site. We're not movies.
Wow. Man, there's a lot of hatred brewing. I think it's Samuel L. Jackson's fault, if I'm being honest.
Yo, 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 man, you best back off. I'm getting a little pissed here.
Well, I'm getting pissed here, too. And I think it's your fault.
You know something? I really like talking about movies. I don't know.
We will discuss that later.
Yeah,
maybe we should do a movie podcast.
That's what I'm thinking.
When things happen. But okay. Right now things aren't happening. Let me finish.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
English motherfucker, do you speak it?
You're getting your just desserts, man. I get trampled all the time. My father.
It started with me, and then it transcended to you. Shut the fuck up.
Why you gotta make the little finger motions like that does something?
It emphasizes my
Gambus
point.
Will send his followers after you.
Oh, bring it.
They will
bring
be
it.
Like a mob.
Bring them. Come on, man. Bring your followers.
He's got a lot of followers.
Yeah, and they all wear black robes.
They all wear black robes?
That's kind of creepy. Anyway, let's get back to games.
And they're all
South Aurora. Let's go. Anything else?
Shit, I don't know. Batman.
We'll talk about Batman later.
Batman.
Future?
Batman.
All right.
I'd like to play Guitar Hero.
Okay. Five. Why are you looking at me?
I'm not. I'm just saying I would like to play it.
All right.
Hopefully that I will get a chance to play this Guitar Hero 5.
All right. We're going to move on to Wombat.
And so,
you and I got to fly.
Hey, guys.
We got to move fast.
Okay, well, I didn't really play much, so that shouldn't be too hard.
All right.
My wife's sister was in town last week, so I didn't really get to play much. I did play... Listen to you giggling, sniggling and giggling over there.
Unfortunately, I did.
Holy.
Wow, you are
oh my God.
Off the wall. All right. I played a little bit of Shadow Complex. I played the trial, not the full version. I liked what I played of it, but just judging off of... And this is just judging off the trial, because I haven't played anything else... Just judging off the trial, personally, I think that Trials HD was the best game of Xbox Live Arcade, Summer of Arcade this year.
Oh, ooh, I need something real quick.
Yeah.
I listened to a couple podcasts. Evolve Gaming was one. John Whitehouse, our buddy overseas.
Yeah.
Numb Thumb Gaming.
We got a Twitter shout out about that later.
It's really informative. I enjoyed listening to it. So, because we don't do a lot of the overseas news here, obviously.
Right.
So if you are curious about overseas stuff, and like they obviously will hit more of that.
Yeah.
It's really informative, really.
So it's
really good.
Numb Thumb
Gaming.
Go to numbthumbgaming.blogspot.com, I think. But I think he also said
they're
on
iTunes.
They're on
too.
iTunes.
Yeah.
You can find it. It's
Sweet.
Numb Thumb Gaming.
So
really
definitely
good show.
Check it out.
Evolve Gaming, like I said, was good too. So if there's any other podcasts like you want me to listen to, I can now. So
there
sorry,
you go.
But there you go.
Oh, no, that's all right. Stuff,
so
that's all right.
There you go.
Cool. So, like I said, just having played the trial, I think Trials is my favorite of the Summer of Arcade games. Nothing against Shadow Complex or Explosion Man or any of those other ones. Trials is the one that hooked me. What else did I play? I also played on the PS3. I went back and played some more Infamous because I still haven't beat it. So I've been trying to push my way through that, and it's it's still as great as it ever was. And it's funny because I almost had forgotten how good of a game it was. Yeah. Like, it's one of those games where I'm glad I went back to it because it reminds me how good it was. It also reminds me how fucking hard it can be, when you got 18 million people shooting at you from 1,800 different directions. I also played, more of the game that could not be named, but now I believe can be named.
Wow.
Because I've seen some, some articles on it. But I've been playing in the closed beta and the open beta of Champions Online, the MMORPG that's coming out here soon. I think it's first part of September is when it's launching. I think the head start started on the 28th. And it's really good. It's got some issues, I plan to have a preview up before the game launches, and I'll go into more of it there since we're kind of trying to hurry here. It's definitely not built to be a group style MMO. It's definitely solo play based, mostly.
Interesting.
I think. But the powers are all awesome. The travel powers are awesome.
So an MMO is...
It's weird because there are some things where you it seems like you would need to... you would want to have a group, but group play in it, at least from what I played in the betas, was never really encouraged.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Oh, shut up, Jim Carrey. What have you done lately? Go back and watch number 23 again, or whatever the hell that movie was called.
I think you were right.
No, it's weird because, like I said, it's the whole game is made to be able to be soloed. Like, all the content, you can play it solo, which is great for somebody like me because I prefer soloing to grouping with people I don't really know.
Nice. He's but not into the menage a trois.
Yeah, but if you're a fan of, like, if your big thing in MMO is, like, 30-man raids and, like, big groups and stuff, you're not going to find it in Champions. At least not from what I've played at Champions. But... That said, it's a really good game. And if you're into superheroes, if you liked City of Heroes at all, you'll love Champions Online.
Really?
It's got some really cool stuff that City of Heroes didn't have that it probably should have had. It's got stuff like you can if you're a Might character, which is like their version of like Superman or the Hulk or the Thing or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Any character that has a lot of strength, a strength rating, you can pick up things in the environment. So, like, you can pick up pieces of rubble, or if you're strong enough, you can pick up cars or entire tanker trucks and throw them at groups of enemies. You can pick up, like, lampposts out of the ground and throw them and stuff like that, which really adds to the immersion when it comes to, like, a superhero thing. They've got a ton of travel powers. Everything from regular flight to fire flight, which is, like... Johnny Storm from the Fantastic Four, where you engulf yourself in flames and fly around. You got rocket boots, which would be like Iron Man, where you've got jets in your feet. And then there's rocket jump, where you jump with rocket boots.
Is there teleportation?
There is teleportation, which is actually really cool. It leaves like a blue ghost of you behind when you teleport.
Awesome.
It's got swinging. Like Spider-Man. The only thing I don't like about the swinging is, as far as I could see, the only way you can swing is with a grapple gun. So it's sort of Batman-esque. It's got tunneling, which is really cool, where you can tunnel underground and go that way.
That is sweet.
You could be the mole.
You could be the mole, indeed. Yeah. It's got super speed and super jump and all those things, but...
it's just a super game.
It's
super.
It really is. If you're looking for a good MMO and you like superheroes, it's definitely a good choice. So like I said, it's got its problems, but all MMOs have their problems at launch.
Do you know how much the subscription rate is?
It's $15 a month, just like everything else. Now the other thing that's caused a little controversy with the game is that they're not only. The box copy is, I believe, $50. It might be $59. I can't remember for sure.
Oh, man.
The monthly subscription is $15. They're also going to have microtransactions in the game where you can pay extra money for, like, different costume pieces or to buy – similar to what – there's also some stuff that's similar to what World of Warcraft does where you can buy extra character slots or stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold my judgment on the microtransactions until I see exactly what they are, because they said that if there's anything available via microtransaction that adds an in-game bonus, you can also earn that item in the game or earn the bonus in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm waiting to see how much of a grind it's going to be to earn that item in the game. Because if we're talking I've got to invest 10 hours of my time to unlock it or pay $2, then I'm going to have a little problem. But considering if you buy the game and the subscription, you're already paying $50 for the game and $15 a month.
Can't you buy a lifetime subscription?
Yeah. Not now. They're out of lifetime subscriptions.
Of lifetime subscriptions.
They announced that, number one, if you wanted to buy... This was another thing that rubbed me a little wrong, to be honest, about the beta, was that they announced that if you were planning on buying a lifetime subscription or... you had to buy it basically before the game came out.
That is crap.
And the lifetime subscription sold out. Which tells you, I mean, how good the game is.
And how much was the lifetime subscription?
The lifetime subscription was $199.
Wow.
We went through this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true.
I
vaguely remember.
And the
so
6-month subscription was $59.99. The lifetime subscriptions are now sold out. They still have a 6-month subscription available, I think, until the game releases.
And they should always have a lifetime subscription open.
Well, I agree to a point, but I also think that a lifetime subscription is really, it's really not great for the long-term longevity of the game. So I can understand why they're only offering it now. Well, because,
they
I mean,
should,
you
they
run into
have
a
tiers.
Well, you run into a situation where if everybody, or if not if everybody, but if a lot of people buy the lifetime subscription,
yeah,
then you got a lot of money up front, but you don't have any money coming in a year once the value of the lifetime subscription basically pays for itself.
Good smart motherfucker, that's right.
That's right. So, I mean, for the longevity of the game, it's good that they're only offering a limited number of lifetime subscriptions, but it kind of sucks for the people who didn't get to play the beta. But are still planning on buying the game.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, it's been an open beta. If you considered buying the game at all, you probably should have jumped in the open beta. All it took was a File Planet download if you wanted to get in it. So, but, yeah, that's, I mean, I'll get into it more with my preview, and I think Odeon's going to write a walk through the tutorial level and probably the review as well. We'll have more on that coming up. But so far, I mean, my beta impressions of the game were that it's going to be really good. And that it's going to be a really fun MMO if you like superheroes. And then the last game that I played was Batman, so we'll talk about that. Future fondling would be Batman, and if Zero Tolerance is nice enough to let me review Demon Souls, I guess that's going to be in my future fondling too.
Alright, oh shit. I guess I need to go through this motherfucking list.
I'm back.
This motherfucking list.
Alright, we're talking
about. I'm tired of all these motherfucking games on this motherfucking list.
I ain't got that soundbite, sorry. We talked about Wet, Lost Planet, Shadow Complex, and Madden, so I can mark those off. I'll start at the top. I played Section 8, the demo. It's just another FPS with some interesting combat mechanics.
I like the dropping.
Yeah, I love how you spawn in. You, like, drop from, like, a ship up in the air, and you just fly towards the ground really fast.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you can choose where you spawn, so you can just flow right down into their base if you want. Of course, you'll get shot down by anti-air.
Right.
But it's still fun. The game itself, I don't know. We'll have to see. I should be reviewing it this week, so we'll see how it turns out. Dirt 2, phenomenal.
Yeah, I downloaded that demo, but didn't play it yet.
I think you should call Webster for that one.
Yes, because that is the... Oh, my God, the graphics are ridiculous. It is beautiful, and it plays so good, and I cannot wait to play Dirt 2. A game I could wait to play, which I reviewed, which is called Brave, A Warrior's Tale. Man, that game was not very good. It's probably the most simplified
but
platformer.
But he was so brave.
He was so brave.
He was so brave.
He was so brave, he started an N64 game 10 years later.
Snap.
Whoa.
It is probably the easiest platformer, so if you have a child that's like 4 and you want them to play a platformer, there you go.
Excellent.
They can play that game. But it's terrible. Speed Zone for the Wii, the supposed, you know, fastest Wii racing game ever made. I'm doing like 280 miles an hour and I feel like I'm like driving like grandma.
Nice.
Actually, the game reminded me of something, and when I wrote my review, I remembered this. It reminded me of San Francisco Rush.
Oh, Rush.
With the real floaty
mechanics real floaty
of the
car
physics
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah,
it reminded me of that a lot. So if you liked Rush, I guess it would be good, but for $50, it reminded me of Rush 2049 because
yeah,
it was futuristic.
2049 was great because you could make the wings pop
out
of the side of your car.
Yeah, the wings pop out
and
fly.
Yeah.
This isn't as good as Rush, though. But
Rush.
So, in other words, it feels like a $20 game, but it's $50.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing. I finally did play Shatter.
Shatter.
What do you think?
Best brick-breaking game. That's a tongue twister.
Yeah.
It really is good. It really is fun. I need to play more of it. I haven't played a lot.
And isn't that music soundtrack sweet?
Pumping through headphones, man, that gets you into the game. You're like,
there it goes.
I played Invincible Tiger as well. I like it. It's so like, it's like so like old
so
kung
Raven.
Fu movie.
So I mean, is it worth the 1,200 points?
It's just a combo beat 'em up. I mean, I don't see it being very, but it is co-op and online.
Oh, I didn't know it was co-op.
Yeah, which is actually kind of cool.
Did you play it in 3D?
No. But I do like how like the screen has like the dots and the like the old timey kung fu.
Sort of like what Wet kind of
Wet kind of does the with the Pulp Fiction thing. Yeah. But I love the music too.
Yeah,
the music is awesome.
Is it like old school?
Old
Hong
school
Kong?
Kung fu movie stuff, and the cutscenes are, and the combo system is actually really good. Yeah. It's all 2D, and like there's only like three buttons, and you use the right analog stick to dodge moves and stuff, and you can string massive combos together.
Is it like a platformer?
No, it's just a beat 'em up.
Yeah,
it's basically like if you took kung fu and made a game now.
Yeah,
the old kung fu from the NES.
Oh, okay.
Basically,
okay,
if you made that into a game now and made it a lot faster. That's basically what it is.
You meditate to heal.
Yeah, you can meditate to heal, or you can use that yin yang bar to do like super moves and stuff.
Oh, I didn't use
which is really cool.
This is what what's that?
Ragdoll Kung Fu.
Yeah, thank you. It's what it should have been.
Yeah, instead of just a fighting game, it's actually like a little 2D platformer.
Yeah.
But there's no platforming; it's just fighting.
Right.
But it is. I actually really like it. It's really good. $15 though.
See, that's why.
That's my
deciding factor.
Yeah, it's $15, and that's I don't know how long it is because I think there's only like 4 or 5 levels, and I already beat one, you know. So it's like, and that was in like a 20-minute sit.
So it's pretty steep, huh?
We'll see. I want to see how long it is. I want to see if it changes up at all because it may just be the same fight a wave of enemies over and over again, and that could get boring. So, played Wolfenstein, the new Wolfenstein. I like it, but the more I play it, I'm kind of like, God, I feel like I'm going through the motions. It just feels like a first-person shooter, like it's about as generic as you can get. Even though it has like the powers and stuff, where you can go into the vision and see all the hidden stuff and see the enemies and slow down time and stuff, it still feels just like another first-person shooter, and I think that's its biggest downfall.
Multiplayer yet? Honestly.
No, I still haven't played multiplayer yet, but I'm afraid I'm waiting too long and nobody's going to be online.
Yeah.
I played Phantom Brave for the Wii. Review last week. It's really good. It's a serious Disgaea is the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
But it's the same game that it was on the PS2. So if you've played it on the PS2, the only thing added to this one is like an extra set of missions from an alternate personality. Alternate personality of the main character. It's just an extra added chapter.
It might be a game I might pick up down the road.
It's not bad. I played the demo for Fear 2's new single player.
Oh, yeah, how is it?
It's Fear 2.
Yeah.
it just feels like Fear 2. I don't really know what else to say about it. I mean, Fear 2 was good.
Take place after the story?
It takes place before, I think. You play as one of the enemies that you fight.
Oh.
You play as one of those soldiers that's gone rogue, and you're trying to like release that vampire dude or whatever that's always talking to you in the cutscenes and stuff. It's kind of weird. Depending on how much it is will depend on whether or not I buy it.
Right.
No. The DLC that I did download this week that I loved was Star Wars Force Unleashed released a new pack this week, Tatooine.
Yeah.
And it's part of the alternate storyline, and it's fucking badass. Yeah.
Really?
You start off at Jabba's Palace, outside of Jabba's Palace. You walk up to the city. You actually knock a sandcrawler off the side of a mountain.
Wow.
And you're killing Jawas. Then you go inside Jabba's palace, and you actually have to make it through fighting the Gamorrean guards. Then you go inside to Jabba, and he drops you down the Rancor pit, and you get to fight the Rancor, and you can kill it just like Luke did.
Nice.
Nice.
And then you actually leave there. Then you fight Boba Fett outside by his ship, and then you fight Obi-Wan.
Wow.
So it's alternate storyline.
How many points?
800.
Wow.
It's about an hour long. A little steep for an hour's worth of gameplay, but if you're a huge Star Wars fan, friggin' phenomenal alternate storyline stuff.
Is this going to be included with the Sith?
Ultimate Sith Edition, yeah. I think they're going to actually do multiple packs up until the release of the Sith Edition.
Now, are they actually going to release this as a store retail item?
Yeah, disc. It's like $40, I think, for the Ultimate Sith Edition.
Yeah. I think I might wait for that.
How much is all the DLC if you just add up all the DLC?
Well, it'll include the Jedi Temple, which was $10. It'll include the Tatooine, which is $10, and they may do one or two more. So you're probably getting the game for free.
And then because
the DLC is about $40, and then the actual game would be $40. So you basically get the game for free. Mm. It's an excellent deal, and the Tatooine DLC was awesome. I had a blast with it. I loved fighting Obi-Wan because you fight him alive as the Millennium Falcon's getting ready to take off. You go in and Mos Eisley while the Falcon is taking off, and you fight Obi-Wan while they're trying to get out of there. And then he dies, and then he comes back, and you fight him as a ghost.
Wow.
Sweet.
So, it's pretty badass. Last game I played outside of, well, no, I played Metroid Prime Trilogy. I picked that up this week.
Really?
Playing the original Metroid with the new Wii controls is pretty awesome.
You know, I thought about picking it up. I really did. I probably will down the road.
I just want to have all three games in one spot because I never did finish Corruption, so I want to play through Corruption. But
I never did play the third one.
That's Corruption.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, it is, isn't it?
But that's definitely a steal for $50. And it's all on one disc. And they've added the achievements into every game, too.
Oh, wow.
Which basically achievements are just these little Samus icons that you earn for doing different stuff in the story, and then you can cash them in for items like bumper stickers for your ship and
that's pretty cool.
Stuff like that. It's actually really cool.
Did you watch the documentary about them making the trilogy?
Mm-mm.
They actually replaced a lot of textures to make them not necessarily high res, but... Well, higher res than the original GameCube versions.
Well, it is. All three games are in 16:9, 480p, which is really nice. And they all use the Wii controls that Corruption used. So
you're getting a superior version of the entire trilogy.
Yeah, and for $50, it's a steal.
Yeah.
And it comes in an awesome metal case. And
yeah, I saw that. I want to pick it up.
Yeah, it was. It's really awesome. The other game that I've got that I get to play before it came out was Guitar Hero 5, which, man, that came out of nowhere. Like, just all of a sudden you're like, hey, Guitar Hero 5 just came out.
Yeah.
It's so low-key, which surprises me. And you know what? It's the best one I've ever played.
Really?
By far. It's the best one I've ever played. The streamlining of the songs into the game is excellent. You can download all your World Tour songs, plus all your World Tour DLC, and it's free.
Wow.
There is no license charge for this
one.
I think it doesn't put all of them in there. I think some of them are whatever that licensing crap is. But once I loaded all my DLC and all my World Tour songs, plus Guitar Hero 5, I had like 155 songs.
Wow.
So there's a lot of songs in there. I love the way it does. It now does like Rock Band does with challenges during each song. And I like these because they can be done in single player or multiplayer. And some of them are cool, like get a 100-note streak, you get a gold record, you get 200-note streak, you get a platinum record, you get a 300-note streak, you get a diamond record.
Right.
And these challenges, each song can be worth up to 8 stars. And the stars will be based on that. You can get 6 stars by perfect comboing the song. Other challenges are like whammy, as long as you can, and the whammy will build up the little meter. But this has the longest song in a music game ever.
What?
With Frampton Comes Alive.
Wow.
What is it?
Do You Feel Like I Do?
No. I can't remember the name of the song, but it's 14 minutes.
Wow.
Holy crap!
And the guitar solo is you playing and it making the sound.
Yeah.
Like of him talking. It's actually really cool. I love the Avatar support. But it looks like you're a garbage pail kid. Because all the other characters are all, you know,
realistic.
Tall and realistic looking, and then you're over there in the corner playing your guitar, and you're singing into the mic, and you look like a freak. You look like a garbage pail kid on stage. But I do love the fact that you can switch instruments on the fly.
Oh, that's
You can
cool.
literally switch instruments anytime. Even when you're playing Guitar Career, all you gotta do is hit one button and it switches it to bass.
Wow.
Huh.
And you can switch lefty flip before every song. You can set it for every song. You can set your band any way you want. My band is called the Porcelain Chicken.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
It is the best Guitar Hero by far. It is really good. The song selection's actually really good, too. We get away from just metal and rock.
Yeah.
You have Johnny Cash in there. Which he actually is in the game.
Yeah.
And he comes out on stage with his guitar, and he's like, hi, I'm Johnny Cash.
That's nice. Awesome.
Kurt Cobain is in the game. Shirley Manson's in the game. And they all come out before their songs play, and actually you play as them while the song's
going
on.
This is the one with the, you can play drums. Two different people play drums.
You can play four.
Four?
There's an achievement for playing the game with four drums, four vocalists, four guitars, and four basses.
Wow, so you can play four of any.
You can play four of any instrument. Anybody can play any instrument that they want.
Wow.
You have to have a pretty big room to have four drum sets, though.
No shit.
Yeah.
I can't even get that achievement. I have two drum kits, which who has four?
Yeah.
But it's
I have one.
I have one.
Yeah.
We'll bring them over on the drum party.
Four drum party, man. But no, it's cool that anybody can play any instrument that they want.
That's cool.
I think that's really cool. This is by far the best Guitar Hero. It's amazing that they did so much work to the series after all this time, and it really does show.
Let me ask you a question on that. Can you sing and play guitar and have another singer?
Yeah.
See, now that's fucking cool.
Yeah. You can
combo anything.
You can do pretty much any kind of combo you want. You can have four singers if you really want.
Oh, that'd be funny.
That'd be pretty terrible. But no, I love the song selection because you have stuff like, you have your death metal in there, which it's towards the end. You have your Iron Maiden. Tom Petty's in there, which his songs are really good. And then you have stuff like Superstitious.
Right,
and then
awesome.
You have Play That Funky Music, White Boy.
Wow.
You know, and then you have stuff like Sympathy for the Devil, which is all piano and congo, and you play the piano with the guitar.
Wow.
So, and the music studio is a shit ton better, because now you can record every instrument with one instrument.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
So you can record the drums with a guitar.
Huh.
Just by using the buttons.
Huh.
So, they've really done a lot to this game. And it is really good. If you've ever been a fan of Guitar Hero, this is the one to get, you know. I mean, granted, still Rock Band has the library. You can't beat it. But as far as structure goes, I actually think I like this better than Rock Band. So, and it actually tells you how long the songs are now, which is nice.
Yeah.
Which no game has ever done, which I don't understand that.
Right.
You want to know how long a song is before you're going to play it. And Frampton, 14 minutes.
Yeah, that's a long time.
14 minutes.
Yeah.
So, no one played Pinnacle Station for the Mass Effect?
Fuck. No, dude, that thing came out of nowhere.
What, Mass Effect DLC?
Yeah.
No, I haven't played. You know, I still haven't played the first Mass Effect DLC. Oh. As much as I love that game, I still haven't gone back and played it.
Oh, just curious.
I will, though.
Nobody played it.
I will, though.
But I think that wraps me up, so that means that the fondling is over. We're done. I didn't hit the flagpole when there was any numbers showing, so. But we are actually going to forsake the news this week because, as Killer Wolverine has told us, there's not a lot going on.
And we're running a little long.
Yeah. And, you know, next week is PAX, so we'll have more news.
Next week's going to be huge.
Yeah. It's always a real challenge when we miss a week for us to make it in at 2 hours. So without
We're still not going to make 2 hours.
And we would rather cut news than questions or Twitter shout-outs. So.
Yeah, my hard work and effort.
Yeah.
I appreciate your hard work and effort.
Fuck your news.
That's not very nice. But now we're going to talk about the fat man.
I didn't play no Fat Man.
That's wrong. It's a lie.
Yeah, so Batman.
Yeah. So
everybody's all excited to hear talk about it.
We're going
to
talk about the Batman.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's start it off at the beginning. The introduction, like the first little part, is awesome. That's one of my favorite.
I am so fighting not to say something right now.
It rivals... don't ruin anything or I'll punch you.
I think I know what you're...
Don't ruin anything or I'll punch you.
It's BioShock Half-Life kind of opening
to
a
opening,
game.
Yeah. It rivals BioShock, actually, for my favorite intro to a game. I like the... I still think I like BioShock just a little bit better, but I don't know. They're both really awesome.
Just getting you into the world of Arkham.
Yeah.
And taking the Joker in through the building and hearing the dialogue between them and the fact that you're actually controlling him walking through there. And then the scene in the elevator where the lights go out and
he's
back on and he's holding
choking him
by the throat.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It should be mentioned that scene and actually most of the game would be so much less impressive if it weren't for such great voice acting.
All the voice actors are incredible.
Yeah, all the voice acting in the game is fantastic.
Yeah.
And Mark Hamill does some lines in there that he could not get away with in the cartoon, which was awesome.
Yeah, the Joker cusses.
He
said he made a big stink about how that's the last time he's going to play the Joker.
Really?
Yeah. I just wonder if that's really true.
Yeah, I wonder. Well, you know he's got to come back for the sequel if there's a sequel.
I know. If he doesn't come back for the sequel, that'll be like almost like the Dark Knight, them trying to replace Ledger as the Joker. I just can't see it.
Yeah.
Maybe they can do a voiceover for that movie. Have Mark Hamill do it.
The character design
like they did
of
for
the,
Darth Maul.
Yeah, the character design of the Joker in that movie is freaking amazing. Of course, the character design for every character. My favorite by far is Scarecrow.
Yeah.
Oh,
his character design.
I like the way they actually made him look with the gas mask.
Yeah.
I like
the needles on his fingers.
Yeah.
I like the I'm a big fan of the character design for Killer Croc cuz he looks freaking awesome.
Like when he stands next to him in the intro,
yeah.
That's part of the intro too, when he comes up out of the elevator, yeah. And he steps out, yeah. He has to bend down and he comes up.
Yeah.
God, that thing is ridiculous.
And I don't know, I get, my problem is I'm not, I don't know much about DC, the DC universe, but I do like Batman. Like, Batman's the only DC character I care about, so there. But I'd never heard of this, the Mr. Zazz guy that's at the beginning that you take down at the beginning.
You know, it's kind of funny because Mr. Zazz, the first comic book that he made a appearance in was in the Shadow of the Bat miniseries, which came out in 1990, a little bit after the first Tim Burton movie, and I remember actually reading that miniseries.
Wow.
And if you listen to his tapes that you find throughout the game, he is a very twisted.
Which, the tapes are good.
Yeah.
A nice little, I guess, a side story to all the villains you meet. In the game.
I think that's probably my favorite part of the game, to be honest, is how comprehensive it is. Like how many little things the game does right. Like the character profiles with the interview tapes and the like I was talking to Zero before the show, I don't know why little stuff like this makes me appreciate a game all the more, but I love the fact that when you do any of the tracking stuff, his like visor flips through all the different modes until it finds the one that it's looking for. Stuff like that just it increases the immersion level of the game, and it's stuff like that that I wish other developers would take note of, because I think a lot of times people try and nail the big stuff and they don't pay attention to the fact that the little stuff is what really matters.
You have no idea how much little stuff that
there
you
is.
Haven't seen or that
right.
You will not see until you go back and do the Riddler challenges, like how much stuff is hidden in that game. Not to mention just the fact that throughout the entire game, there are very few games that where the character actually shows that he's been through what's going on. And by the end of Arkham Asylum, his suit is torn.
Right.
His cape is torn. He has a 5 o'clock shadow. I mean, just those little things that go throughout the game make you feel like
yeah,
there's been one cohesive experience.
I noticed immediately when you actually, I don't know if it's spoiling anything, but there's some people out there who are even less far than me, which is not very far at all. But I noticed the first costume damage.
Yes.
That cut across his chest, and I'm like, oh, that wasn't there before.
Yeah, he'll keep that through the whole game. And he'll get more throughout the game, and then when he starts growing the stubble on his face,
cool.
That just caught a little thing of it, you know.
That's like I said, it's stuff like that, and it's stuff like the Riddler challenges, and it's stuff like the profiles and the Joker coming over the loudspeaker. It's stuff like that that sets a good game apart from a great game.
Yeah.
The only thing I found really silly was the spirit of Arkham. I forget his first name. The guy who found
Amadeus
it.
Arkham.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, at first it was silly. But
well, I've
know,
only found
after,
two of those.
After,
so
you know, watching you play through it and me play through a couple minutes of it, really cool how they give the backstory of the asylum and how
you'll
how
get
he,
all of it by the end of the game or by the time you collect all those.
Yeah, right.
And here's a little thing that I wish everybody would do. And I know this is stupid, but it's amazing nobody's done it. When you find hidden stuff, it's never out of order.
Yeah.
Yes.
Through the whole game, every tape you pick up is in order.
Right.
So even if you pick it up later, you pick up a different tape later, it plays that one.
Yeah.
It plays it in order.
Yeah, that was the best idea that they ever had.
Because some games you'll find something and it's telling you something that you needed another piece earlier to hear.
Right.
And it doesn't make sense, but in this one, no matter when you pick it up, it's always in order.
Right.
So
A lot of things make this game stand out, but I think the combat stands out far.
Yeah,
the combat is incredible.
It really does. I know I said this when I was talking about the demo, but it really does remind me of the combat in Assassin's Creed, because you've got the same situation where, even though in this one more than one person will attack you at once, unlike in Assassin's Creed, but you've got the same, you know, free flow back and forth between people, countering moves, that kind of stuff. And the combat in Assassin's Creed was one of my favorite parts of the game. So I love the combat in Arkham Asylum. It works really well.
With the upgrades, makes it even better. I bought my first upgrade was the combat multiplier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you time it right, you get a critical hit, which just knocks the enemies completely out. So you got to time the button right, though. So I guess as he's coming in, swinging, you hit the button and critical hit. So
yep.
And it ups it by two. So if you had a five times multiplier already, it's 10
right.
your achievements or trophy, what have you. So
I like the fact that you can just tap the L button to throw a batarang when you're in the middle of combat. So you can beat on these guys over here and then flip around and tap the L button and drill that guy that's coming up on
later
you on the other
side. Later
in the
game, that will become imperative.
I imagine.
And just going from enemy to enemy.
It's
just
so
by
smooth.
Using the left stick.
Right.
Just,
it's incredibly smooth.
Very seamless. Very.
They did
very
every
awesome.
Every aspect of that game is done perfectly. The stealth missions are done perfectly. The gadgets are done perfectly.
That's going to be my biggest problem because I hate stealth missions. I don't have the patience, but
this one makes it so much fun because like
there's other ways
you
to do it.
Scare the hell out of the guys and they get like freaked out.
And there's other way. There's more than one way to accomplish it. Like when you get the bat gel. I guess
you can put it on a dead body.
I didn't know you could put it on.
You can put
it
on a dead body, and then when the guys come over to look at it,
you can blow
detonate it,
up.
And it'll blow all three of them up at the same time.
I never thought about that. Well, I didn't know that.
I never thought about that either.
Yeah. Wow, very
sweet.
See, you got to think like Dark Knight.
Well, one of my favorite things was like stringing him up by the gargoyle statue.
Yeah.
And then when everybody came over to look at him, I would throw a batarang and cut him down, and he'd fall and land on the other guys.
Nice.
That was fun.
And there's always ways to get them out of their groups and everything. Like you can put the bat gel on the glass that's already
and break it, and they'll go look at it.
Yeah, and then they'll spread out and everything. So it's
Have you got the achievement yet for catching a batarang?
Yeah.
How do you? I don't understand.
You need to get the batarang that you can control.
Oh, and then send it back to
you. Throw it out, and then you control it back to yourself.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay.
Which I also got the achievement for the gliding.
Where'd you get it at?
Climb up to the top of Arkham Mansion, and then jump off and just glide forever.
You would have to do it.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Because you fly forever off the top of that tower.
There's a lot of cool unlockable gadgets and everything.
The gadgets are like my favorite part of the game. I love all the little stuff that you get by the end of the game, especially when you get triple batarangs. That's awesome.
Yes, I got the triple batarangs right now.
Take out three guys
just got
at
the
same
twin.
Time.
I don't have the triple yet.
Yes, yeah, it's awesome because like it could be like four bad guys below you. Target three of them. Throw the three batarangs before they're even connected. I'm dropping down to a glide kick to the fourth guy. So it's like you could just like make a dramatic entrance to the bad guys, and it's just so awesome.
And you can target individual spots on the bad guys, so you can knock the guns out of their hands.
Wow.
In order to get yourself an advantage.
You know, I did not know that you could target the guns.
Just move the analog stick up and down, and you can target their head, their body,
their
legs.
They'll pick up the gun, though, so you got to be quick.
Yeah, you got to be quick and get down there before they pick the gun back up.
But
so.
It's a lot easier to hit an unarmed villain than
an armed villain.
Because when you get shot, you get shot.
That's the thing is the bullets really do some damage.
Yeah.
It's just what it would do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Another one of my favorite, and this is another little thing, but another one of my favorite things is when you turn on the detective vision, if you flip the camera around to look at Batman, you can see like the staticky, the white staticky eyes.
Which is why they gave him eyes.
Right.
Which is what I was saying while we were playing the game. I was like, I don't like the fact that you can see his eyes.
Right.
But it's because that he pulls the vision down and he has the different visions. Which detective vision, I think I walked through most of the game with it on.
With it on.
Yeah, I just couldn't help. Even though I didn't want to because the game is so pretty and I wanted to look at it. But I felt I needed it all the time so I could see secrets and enemies and stuff, you know.
The air ducts.
Yeah.
That you crawl through quite often.
Quite extensively.
Yeah.
And it has that total Metroid syndrome where you see something and you're like, I can get there once I get this.
Right.
And
then
when you get it, you're like, oh, I could go back and get this. But then you run into 15 other things that you're doing and it's just like...
Because I just recently, Lil Big Go got the grappling hook where you can just glide across an area. With
That's like my favorite thing and it doesn't even do anything different. It's just like, he shoots one to one end and the other, and then he flies
across.
It makes traversing the game much easier. Very much like how the later items in a Metroid game
make
you traverse considerably easier.
I know it was briefly mentioned already, but the way the enemies react and how you can get their status of nervous or calm or terrified and how they react to those.
Yeah, I love the fact that if you clear out all but one enemy, he like stumbles around and he's like shooting at random stuff and he's like backing himself into a corner and looking around, and that's That's awesome.
I've had enemy parties that would, when they're about like halfway wiped out, they start getting in arguments amongst themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
They start getting peed off.
I love the world. I love the boss fights.
Yes.
The boss fights in this game have been some of the best, and it's because they're not all the typical boss fight. I think in the entire game, there's one traditional boss fight, and it's towards the end of the game. Yeah, outside of the final boss fight, which was kind of disappointing, but that's my only disappointment with the game.
That's what everybody says, is that the pretty much the weakest part of the game
is the very end.
Is the very
just the boss fight.
The boss fight.
The actual end of the game is freaking amazing because you know it's the end of the game. You know it's the end of the game. And the place that you go into, you remember seeing it.
Yeah.
Like, there's a building that shows up at the end of the game that you haven't seen yet. And when you see it, it's just so friggin' cool. And you walk in
well,
and...
you see it. I'll leave it at that.
I don't understand what he means.
Well, it doesn't spoil anything. You see it. But you see it being made the way you see it at the end. And I saw that when I played... Well, everyone's been through this. But when you... come out and you head, I think it's to Arkham North.
Right.
You see there's two enemies with their backs turned to you and they're hammering shit. That's the same building.
Hmm.
So you see it as it's being constructed.
Just let me, for the wanting an achievement, there is an achievement you can earn when you go in to fight the final boss. You'll walk in and you'll want to do something. Do it.
Okay.
Because that will get you an achievement. It may seem ridiculous because you're going to feel overwhelmed, but if you do it, you get an achievement or a trophy.
Gotcha.
Because when you go in to do the final boss fight, there's like a hallway. You walk down this hallway, and there'll be stuff there, and you'll be like, should I or shouldn't I? Should I or shouldn't I? You should. You'll get an achievement or a trophy for it.
Okay.
Which is really cool. And I love that scene. The whole lead up to the final boss fight was awesome. Yeah. But the actual boss fight itself,
not so much.
I thought it was funny that when you're gearing towards the end of the game and you knew it was at the end, you said you hoped the last fight wouldn't suck.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Because every boss fight up to that was so original and so and that's what I loved about them. Like, yeah, you have the typical one fight here, then you have a different fight here, then you have every villain has their own specific way they fight you.
And thinking about it, going back and after watching you, they give hints, little tiny subtle hints on how to beat them.
Oh yeah, but then if you die, it'll tell you in the death screen.
No, I'm talking about before you even fight them.
Oh yeah.
Which is kind of interesting and kind of cool. So,
good stuff.
You really got to keep your eyes open. And
the thing is, pretty much every boss encounter, I basically die more than once. And I did notice that when you die... it gives you hints on how to
beat the boss. It'll tell you how to beat the boss, but also the boss will come out and say something to you.
Yes, which is awesome, and it's usually different things. Like,
that's good.
Yeah, usually at least three or four different sayings that the boss says to you. You know, and I love, like, if you're fighting Bane, you know, which, you know, if you're familiar with the Batman comic books, Bane was the character that broke Batman's back. If you actually get killed by Bane in the boss fight, the end cinema or the continue screen actually shows Bane breaking Batman's back over his knee, like in the comics. So that was amazing.
There's a reason why this game won that Guinness Award.
Yeah. There's a reason why it's on everybody's list of Game of the Year right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
everyone pretty much is playing this game I see on my friends list.
Yeah. This game is just... even if you're not a Batman fan, there's so much attention to detail and so many different ways to play the game.
You have to be a Batman fan because there's a lot of Batman stuff.
You have to be a Batman fan to appreciate everything in it, but you don't have to be a Batman fan
to like the game.
To really like the game.
That's very true. And I like how I guess all of his, or at least most of his enemies, are in the game in some form.
Yeah, even if they're just in the little... which I found one of them recently that really shocked me.
Yeah, there was this one area where I saw Commissioner Gordon in this window.
Yeah, I never figured that out.
Yeah, and I'm like looking at him,
And you shouldn't say anything else, but I know what you're talking about, and, like, I never figured out what that was. I need to go back to that area.
Well, I know who it was.
Well, then I'll have to ask you after the show.
Don't spoil anything.
I'm not spoiling anything.
Just don't spoil anything.
But, yeah, that was freaking awesome. And this game is like a hybrid of, like, Metroid meets Metal Gear Solid.
I saw you got criticized on Twitter for the Metal Gear Solid reference.
Well, I mean,
I just think it's a phenomenal game.
Yeah.
I think it takes everything good about so many other things and puts them into one place and makes the experience from beginning to end enjoyable. Like, there was never a part in this game where I was bored with what I was doing.
Yeah.
I always wanted to keep going.
The game is very, very addictive, you know, not just in terms of narrative, but also in terms of actual gameplay. You're constantly wondering, okay, what are they going to throw at me this time? You know, it's like almost every enemy encounter has its own distinct feel to it. And I'll just put it this way. Scarecrow, can you say Psycho Mantis?
See, I was thinking along the lines of Eternal Darkness, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Which that's
kind of ruining stuff.
No, it's not. It's really not.
That scene watching playthrough is just fucked up.
All three of them were.
Well, I think it was the second one, I thought. I don't know. One of them was more fucked up than the others.
The third one's the most fucked up, but it's also one of the best video game moments ever.
Yeah. And I experienced that last night, and I was like, holy crap, what just happened?
But you didn't make it all the way through it yet.
Not yet.
See, making it all the way through it is a big deal.
Okay.
It is absolutely phenomenal, and I love those levels. After you play the first one, you'll get an idea of how they work, but they increase in intensity through each one, and the third one just throws it over a whole new level.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just remembered something else you did in one of them, and that was fucked up. Oh, it's just awesome. It's one of those things, like, you're so excited to talk about it when people actually beat the game. Because there's so many little things that they did. And some of it is really, if there was blood in this game, it should have been rated M.
Yeah.
Because there's some really dark shit in this game.
Yeah.
Really dark.
I'm surprised it's not rated M.
I know. For some of the actual scenes and some of the dialogue.
The dialogue, the scenes, the way some of the characters look. I mean, some of the characters look flat-out gory in appearance, you know, and disturbing. Very, very, you know. It's kind of like, you know, in terms of disturbingness, it's even, like, in some cases, it goes further than, like, what the movie The Dark Knight did, you know, in terms of actual, like, disturbing imagery or disturbing psychological storytelling. And it's like, man, this game is like the most hardcore teen-rated game I've ever played.
Yep. But this is by far right now my game of the year.
Yeah.
Right now.
Same here. And I told a friend of mine that this is the best, in my opinion, this is the best video game ever made on a non-video game property.
Well, it already won that Guinness record for the best superhero game.
Yeah.
Well, this definitely raises the bar for every superhero game ever made.
Yeah. And what's sad is we've already had a decent one with Wolverine this year. And I'm sure...
Yeah, Wolverine was good.
It was a good game. And I'm sure Marvel Ultimate Alliance is going to be good. But now, what do you do for the Iron Men?
Right.
You know, you're going to look
worse. They're different tones.
Well, but I mean, that's the thing, too.
Just the quality.
Batman's a different kind. Like, you can do the sort of the BioShock deep, dark, psychological stuff with Batman that you really can't do with other superheroes.
You can kind of do it with some of the Marvel heroes.
Right.
I'll tell you what, if they're making another Spider-Man game, they're going to have to rethink everything now.
No, but I'm not talking about just the scenario. I'm talking about the quality.
They need that quality. They raise the bar. And Marvel better take note.
Because,
I mean, while they make good... I mean, let's face DC, this is the first superhero game they've had in how many years?
Since Superman,
which
wasn't
very
good.
Terrible.
Yeah.
So, Marvel has one coming out pretty much almost
every 6 year. Months.
Yeah.
So, and you know, they probably will be making another Spider-Man one, and Iron Man 2 is going to be out, which they probably won't. This won't meet the expectations of we have.
Yeah,
now.
No, Iron Man 2 is probably not.
Well, I think that good. Comment. I don't know if you saw this comment, but the head of whatever PR at Marvel said, "We're not making bad games anymore." I think they might have played this and realized that you can do some freaking amazing. These characters have great stories, great
the
villains.
Fan service is phenomenal. Yeah. But it's the best I've seen in a video game. And Marvel's going to have to do something to rival this because right now DC's on the top.
I'm really excited. And nobody even realized it. You know, Marvel Ultimate Alliance comes out like next week?
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous. And I'm sure it's going to be awesome.
Right. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but...
But, I mean, again, the bar has been raised.
This is ridiculous. And this bar is... You can't even jump it.
No. Well, no.
This is going to be one of the, this is one of those games that is going to take a year, probably 2 years, before another game, like, truly rivals it in the same way.
You know, for the rest of the year, I think there may be only one or two games that could top this.
That's what I was thinking.
And then they're going to have to do something... ridiculously, because the problem is I think the one or two games that could top it are sequels.
Yeah, they're sequels.
See, like Uncharted 2.
And Modern Warfare and
BioShock 2.
Depending. BioShock's next year.
Next year.
Oh, they did next push year. It back, didn't they?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
So,
and it's like those games are going to have to not just emulate and make a little bit better like upon the game that they're a sequel to. I mean, they'll have to significantly be much, much better than their past iteration.
I'll tell you, they also raise the bar for themselves.
Well,
so when the sequel comes out, they're going to meet expectations plus more.
Well, I mean,
which if they don't plus more, which that'll be fine.
Yeah, it's the same thing the BioShock team's going to have to deal with when that comes out.
I just wonder
the first
if that game's
game is
going to
so
suffer
phenomenal.
That. I'm wondering if the second game is going to suffer for that.
I mean, that's what when you have a game like this, or like BioShock, or like the first Uncharted, the bottom line is that the first game was so good that it's really hard to top it. But the fact that it was so good means people have insane expectations for a sequel, and that's why a lot of times people say that the sequels are disappointing because they get. Like, the sequel could have the exact same quality as the original, but people will say it's disappointing because they heap so many expectations.
It doesn't add anything new.
Right.
I mean, because if you already hit it square on, 100% right out of the box the first game, what more can you do to make it better? I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah. I think the problem with a sequel to Arkham Asylum is it's going to be good for Batman fans, and then the gamers are not going to enjoy it as much. Because if they give us the same game with different villains...
Yeah,
we'll be happy.
Right,
but gamers are going to be like, "Hey, this doesn't do anything new.
Right.
It's the same thing."
I think honestly, of all the sequels that are coming out in the near future, Uncharted 2 probably has the best chance of topping its original.
I think it's the only one.
Yeah.
Do think it's the only one.
And I mean, it just judging by the video, it already tops the original in graphics, which is an achievement because the first one's graphics, in my opinion, in terms of released games. The first Uncharted still is the best-looking game on any console this generation.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So, I mean, it's impressive that they've managed to top the first game's graphics. I mean, like I said, I think it's really, like Zero said, it's the only one that has a chance of topping its original.
And the thing is, when it comes to sequels to video games, I think a very suicidal move is... to put a different team on a sequel.
I agree.
I think if Rocksteady, you know, the makers of Arkham Asylum, if they stick with it, if they're the developers of the next one, I see it being phenomenal.
I'll tell you, if they're listening, throw in a Batmobile driving scene. I just wanted to drive the Batmobile.
You just wanted to drive it the whole game.
You know what, though?
Awesome.
I mean, it.
With all
I was,
the cool shit it can do, are you serious?
I was actually really glad when I found out that there was no Batmobile driving scene, just solely because it gave me. The game was originally coming out and they announced that there was no Batmobile driving, I said to myself, good, because every fucking Batman game feels like they need to shove a Batmobile driving sequence in it.
It's a pivotal vehicle.
Right.
And
but
it can do some cool shit. I mean, in this game, it obviously has no room to be driving, but I mean, in the next game, I want to experience all the cool shit that the Batmobile can do.
The thing is, one of the things I really like about this game, and one of the things I think works for this game, is that it's condensed to just the Arkham Island. Whereas if it took place in Gotham City, it would have to be like a Grand Theft Auto open world type of game, which would actually be a completely different game.
Yeah, it would be a different style.
Yeah, it'd be a different style.
Not necessarily. You can condense it like you did in
Well, I mean, if it takes place over just a couple block radius area.
But, like, part of the reason that games like BioShock and this game can do the psychological things that they do is because they're isolated into one area.
Yeah.
And I don't think you could have that in an open world game.
I'm sure you could. Well, I'm not saying that it would be open world.
But I think Arkham Island is the best video game setting since Rapture.
So what do they go from
there? Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that's true.
I don't know what else. I don't know what they would do. I mean, where else would you go?
Yeah,
I don't know much about Batman. And
you would almost have to make up a new place.
Arkham was just the perfect setting.
Yeah, yeah. Where else? I mean, where else would you go?
I guess it depends.
Batcave?
You could do. See, the nice thing about Batman is that because of the mythos and the tone of the character himself, you can kind of do the BioShock thing on a larger scale. If they wanted to do that, though, they're going to have to do, like, they would almost have to make the, if they were going to do Gotham City, it would almost have to be a mix of Tim Burton's Gotham City and the Gotham City from The Dark Knight, where it's less cartoony than Burton's version, but still has that sort of macabre feel that Burton's version had.
Yeah, I was thinking that maybe for a sequel, they could, bring the concept of what was that place in Batman Begins, the Burrows, which is the island section of Gotham City, where it's kind of a lower underdevelopment area. I think that if they made if Rocksteady made their own version of that area, that would be cool because you could still get away with the Metroidvania type of gameplay and at the same time being inside a city setting.
Right.
And I think that would probably be one of the better ways to maybe approach a sequel. Either that or make up a place.
Right.
But I think we're all in agreement. This game is the bomb shit.
Yeah.
It is. It's probably one of the best games I've played in a long, long time.
It really it's kind of funny that it comes out now because it really is the comic book video game equivalent of The Dark Knight, because it's like up until The Dark Knight, comic book movies had been like popcorn action movies.
Yeah,
and basically up until now, comic book video games have been popcorn action video games.
Yeah,
and it's sort of the first one to take a serious slant, just like Batman Begins was really. To take a serious slant on the comic book thing, and I think it's going to, like Killer Wolverine said, I think it's going to make a lot of developers and games that are coming out take notice.
All right. Time's up.
Time's up.
We're going to move on to some questions. Did we answer the question about motion controls?
No.
I don't think so.
All right. This comes from Yo-Yo Guy. He says, "Dear N4G crew, I have one question. Do you think that the way that they do motion controls today takes the point out of gaming? The point of video games, for most gamers, is to escape from the worries and responsibilities of the real world and immerse yourself in a story or just let yourself have mindless fun. With motion controls today, you move your character in the game by moving yourself, reminding you that real life is still there and not completely immersing you. But some motion controls can add to immersion, like in Call of Duty 3 on the PS3 where you shake the controller to reload, like you're actually holding a horribly mishappened gun, or turn a wheel in racing games like you're actually driving a car. So do you think the motion controls take some of the fun out of games? P.S. Best podcast ever. P.S.S. Shout out to my brother David. He's a big fan of the show."
Well, big shout out to your brother David.
Hey,
thanks,
Dave,
for telling us you like the show. We appreciate that.
Yes.
Thank you.
So motion controls, do they make games not fun? We've had this debate so many times.
And it always comes down to it depends on the motion controls.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know. I like games that use it,
sparingly.
Yeah, like Killzone with the sniper mode. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that too.
That
was very well done.
For me, Killzone was a real mixed bag when it came to motion controls, because some of the motion controls I thought were fantastic.
Yeah.
The sniper rifle motion controls were awesome.
Yeah.
But I did not like
the turning the wheel thing.
I hated that.
this conversation's kind of deja vu.
Yeah,
I know, what's up?
But no, like, There are some times when I think the motion controls add to the experience, and sometimes when they take away. It just depends on the quality of the motion control, in my opinion, at least.
I was looking to change that completely, though.
Natal?
Yeah.
We'll see when it comes out. I'm hoping that it's good, but it's not the standard.
Yeah.
Oh, it won't be standard.
No, it should never be the standard. No. I don't want to play Halo while I'm running around my living room.
Yeah.
No. I think something like Natal would be incredible if you're using a combination of Natal and the gamepad at the same time.
I tell you, the one bright side for Natal for me is something less I can break when I get mad.
Yeah.
Correcto mundo.
One good example of motion control adding to immersion, I think, is Mario Kart Wii. I thought that did a good job, even though most people hated the wheel. I thought it did a good job of pulling you into the kart racing thing more than it would have with a standard controller.
I don't know. I like it for some games, but a lot of games I don't like it. I guess it just, like you said, just depends on the game.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll
depends
see.
On the quality. We'll see with Red Steel 2.
I'm excited about Red Steel 2.
I am too, actually, and I did not like the first one.
I hated the first one.
I'm really excited about the second one.
But that means I'm going to have to get... Well, you have to buy it with Wii Motion Plus.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I've already got Wii Motion Plus for Resort.
Yeah, Resort is a fantastic game. I need to pick that up.
Yeah. But see, this week I got to pick up Muramasa, too. So.
Yeah.
I know, it's like...
Yeah.
Do you have a Wii, Justin?
Oh,
I forget. Yeah. I couldn't remember if you
no,
did or
I
not.
Need to... I don't. When I have the money, I'll pick up Wii Sports.
Yeah.
By then, it'll be like free.
Yeah.
It'll come with a cereal box. Next question. This was interesting. I read this, and I'm surprised nobody's ever asked us this question. But it comes from STSRS. Hey guys, been listening to the show for a few months now. It's become my favorite gaming related podcast. We always feel good when we hear.
Yeah, I love to hear that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Here's my question. Hypothetically, you enter a bar full of video game characters.
Hmm.
Each table consists of characters from each console generation. Which table do you want to sit at the night with, and why? Also, which characters from that generation would you want to drink with?
Wow.
Thanks for entertaining me for 2 hours every week. It's nice to hear honest gamers who love playing and talking about games and not just consoles. Keep up the great work.
Wow.
So you got each generation. We'll start at, you know, I guess we could start at Atari.
Okay.
You could have a drink with the combat tank.
Those guys are all too flat.
The NES.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
NES, Super NES, 32-bit, you know.
Wow, that's a really good question.
That is a... I don't know. I have no idea.
Dude, I want to drink with Mario. I'm sorry. I don't care which generation. I just want to drink
with
him.
You won't be drinking with pasta.
No, we're in a bar. There's no pasta in a bar.
Oh, there's pasta.
Let me buy you a
shot.
We're
not in an Italian bar, okay?
Damn it.
This ain't no pasta bar.
Ruin my dreams.
Let's see. I'd like
pasta
to...
Pasta bar. Ooh, that'd be nice. That's a good idea.
Pasta bar.
It's called Olive Garden.
You open a pasta bar, I will be your first customer.
Sweet. Sweet.
Who would you want to drink with, Gambus?
Professor Layton.
Huh.
Wow.
Because he's like...
That's like hanging out with Buzz Killington.
He'd be like...
There's
okay.
always a Family Guy reference in this show.
He's like...
That's awesome.
He's like, before you can drink this, you must solve this logic problem.
He's like, fuck you. I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to drink with Yoshi, because he doesn't give me any shit, because he can't talk.
You know something?
Yoshi gets drunk and poops out brown eggs.
Yoshi would be awesome to drink with.
He would drink
He would try and eat you halfway through the...
It would be awesome to drink with a Samus. She got stories, man.
Yeah,
she's got stories.
Space pirates.
Just don't try and hit on her when you're drunk, or she'll kick your ass.
And they drink with Solid Snake every time. They'd be like Guinness.
Yeah, if you're drinking with Mega Man, he'll probably end
His
up.
Beer is representative of the military industrial complex.
That would be pretty crazy.
What is this beer? Metal Gear.
I
you know, not a huge fan of the Metal Gear series. I'd like to drink with that motherfucker.
I just took a drink.
You're like, this is true serum. It's not real wine.
At the end of the night, when he passes out because he's too drunk, you hear, Snake! Snake!
You mind if I pass all of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Samuel Jackson always got to put in his word.
I would say that I'd like to drink with Kane and Raziel, but number one, they would both depress the shit out of me. And number two, Kane would probably try and drink my blood.
Yeah, that's not a very good drinking,
no.
buddy.
What about the Street Fighter crew?
There you go.
No, they'd just be taking it.
Ryu's too serious.
Some bar fights going on there, man.
Ryu's too serious.
That
You could drink with Ken from Street Fighter.
M. Bison would be very, he would be very annoying.
Halfway through the night, he'd be trying to possess my mind and learn my fighting skills.
Psycho Crusher! Yeah.
He'd be holding the beer can up and go, Psycho Crusher! And crush it on his head.
Alright, next question comes from Alkaline Voodoo.
Chun-Li's smashing beer cans between her giant thighs.
Oh, Jesus. It'd be like a drinking game. Hey, I've been hearing about this new amazing 360.
Take a drink every time Dalzim says yoga.
Refined. Is it coming out this year or next year? I was just wondering if you heard anything about it. By the way, I do have a Creole accent with a touch of countryness
to it. Nice, you gotta love it.
That's how I got my old lady.
You gotta love the Creole.
The Creole accent. Creole. Old lady. Nice.
So, what was the question again?
The redefined X. I thought they already came out with the Elite.
Well, I think it's this the Natal version.
He's either talking about that or the rumored Xbox 360 Slim. That's probably never going to happen.
Yeah, that'll never happen. But if it's Natal one, that's not until next year.
Yeah, that'll be next year.
Wow, these questions are so old, I feel bad. That's why I wanted to do questions today.
Yeah, sorry, that's from July.
Yeah, this one's from July, too. It even says it in the question. Shot Caller says, what it do, N4G crew? Shot Caller here with some cues for all of you.
Nice.
Thank you.
How's it going, gentlemen? I've got good and bad news for you today. On July 16th, 2:30 p.m. West Coast time, my Xbox 360 has passed away. This must bring the defective console count up to about 801 trillion. When my machine crapped out, so did my hard drive.
Oh, God.
That sucks.
Man.
It was corrupted when I tried to use
it at
work.
That's a shot to the pills.
So that was a double kick in the stones.
Right to the pills.
Yeah, right on the pills.
So if I'm on your friends list, get rid of me or I'll infect your machine.
No!
But this little inconvenience will not stop me from gaming. Now the good news, I'm getting a PS3 Slim. I've had my fun with 360, but it's time for me to move on. FYI, I still have respect for the 360 and people that enjoy the system, but I don't respect the jagoffs that I've met on Live.
There's a lot of jagoffs online.
Yeah. I hate them all, and they should never be able to breed.
Wow.
Anyways, my cue is, what are some of the sweet fruits that are growing on the PS3?
Oh, there's so many.
Metal Gear and Warhawk are a must-buy, by the way.
And Infamous is also a must-buy.
Infamous, Uncharted.
Yep. Uncharted, 100%.
Batman. He said first or third.
Yeah, he doesn't
have a 360.
Batman, Red Faction. For sure.
Red Faction Gorilla.
Red Faction Gorilla. That's another one that's 100%.
Good Lord.
There's a lot of...
You guys are talking about Shatter, if you want to go for the...
Shatter's awesome.
I'm sure Fat Princess, maybe.
You could get both Resistance games for pretty cheap now. Those are both great games.
Yeah. I like the second one better.
Killzone 2. Killzone 2 is a great game.
There's a lot of
Street Fighter 4 if you don't own it yet.
On PSN, the Pixel Junk games.
Yeah. There you go.
Pixel Junk.
Yeah, absolutely. Pain on PSN Pain is a lot of fun. It's a good time killer.
Yes, it is.
Second, what's PSN like? I could imagine that it's fairly different from Xbox Live. And what of Home?
Home is boring. Don't waste your time.
PSN's gotten a lot better, and I'm excited about 3.0.
PSN is quickly matching Xbox Live in terms of features. Yeah. Or quickly on its way to matching Xbox Live in features. It's still not. I'll tell you this, as far as PSN goes, I don't ever have lag on PSN. Of course, the only games I ever play online on PSN is Warhawk. Killzone when I had it.
The only kind of lag I had was the voice lag.
Yeah, that's the only thing that sucks about PSN, honestly, is that, number one, there's not a lot of voice chat because not a lot of people have microphones.
Yeah.
And number two, some games seem to have issues with voice chat.
I will tell
reason.
You this. This is something you didn't talk about, Ken, was Mag.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't talk about Mag
and
at all,
you're
did I?
You're going to need to get yourself, which if you have SOCOM, that's a team-based game. That's a voice. You're going to have to, you know... Start chatting it up.
I can't believe I didn't talk about Mag. On
my
big ass list, I totally
Mag.
Forgot to talk about Mag. I did play Mag. It's good. It looks surprisingly good for being 256 players.
Yep. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And there was zero lag.
Yeah, see,
zero.
That's what I'm talking. So many games on PSN use dedicated servers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is fantastic and something that I wish Xbox Live would do. The only problem with dedicated servers is, if down the line there are very few people playing the game, they can shut down the servers. But usually that only happens after the generation's over. There's almost zero noticeable lag on the dedicated server games on PSN.
My only
Warhawk.
My only beef with Mag was that I felt stupid because there's so much stuff that you can do, and so much stuff going on that I just totally didn't know what I was doing while I was playing.
Watching
it.
You, I had no idea what was going on. There was a lot of shit going on at once. Like, wow.
Yeah, it
but
does.
You did have a good time with
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was good. It's just so fucking big. I mean, it is huge.
And, you know, I breathed a sigh of relief when I found out I didn't fuck your experience up. So that was good.
Yeah, I got on and played, and I'm just like, good Lord, there's people just everywhere. And, like, there's congregated areas of destruction. And so, there's smoke pillowing out of, buildings and stuff. You know that's where the battle's going on.
I think it was 10 minutes before you saw any enemies this year.
There was, because I was running around in areas that weren't the war zones weren't.
Right.
256 people. It took 10 minutes to find someone.
That's how big the map is.
That's a big map right there.
It was huge. But, you know, I didn't hear a lot of people communicating outside his speakers because he didn't have the headset in.
Right.
I didn't hear a lot of people communicating.
No, there wasn't.
This is the point of the game, is to communicate.
Yeah, but I wasn't part of the solution. I was part of the problem.
Well, if ever a game should ship with a microphone, it would be Mac. SOCOM did.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that would be.
If you didn't buy SOCOM, this one, hopefully, like you said, should come with the mic.
He says, lastly, the PS multiplayer is a big thing for me. Is it better than when it first started? Obviously, yes,
absolutely,
it is.
Absolutely, yeah.
And what are the new things that have recently came to the PS3 scene? Stable.
Yeah.
Stability in their games.
Yeah.
I mean, voice chat's actually in most games now, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Still
waiting on cross-game invites, which is really one of the only things holding it back from Xbox Live. But, you'll definitely find a lot of people to play with, especially if you pick up a Warhawk. Warhawk still has a huge online community.
Oh, yeah. All right. Last thing he says, thanks, guys, for the show. It means a lot more to the listeners than you think. Have a good one. P.S., I have the same feelings as Zero when it comes to aliens. That's why I have enough guns in my house to start a local war when they arrive. I'm not paranoid. I'm just prepared.
There you go.
I'm gonna come to your house because I don't have enough weaponry to save my ass from being abducted.
All right. Next question comes from Vitor BR. He says, hey, guys, how's it going? I hear you guys talk about piracy a lot and how we will never hear from you guys and that it is okay.
Arr.
And I agree, but living in Brazil, I have a different take on the subject, and I want to share it with you. It all pretty much started here when the PS1 got hacked and was possible to copy games to CD. Suddenly everyone had a PS1, and this really helped to tilt the scale in favor of the PS1 against the N64. Then went on until the PS2, the most pirated console of all time, had much better games and graphics, really increased the sale of the console. Now for the developers, it sucked because they missed out on profit on all those games. Games like Shadow of the Colossus deserved to sell 5 million, sold less than 1 million, and all of the pirated copies counted, I'm sure it would have been over 1 million. Now on to current gen.
It actually, I think it did sell 1 million copies, Shadow of the Colossus, because I'm pretty sure it was a greatest hit.
Yeah, it was.
And I'm pretty sure it did actually eventually sell over 1 million, but that's beside the point.
A game here officially brought to Brazil cost a minimum of $160.
Wow.
Games that are well known are more expensive regardless of how good it is, like MK vs. DC, which is sold for $260. Now imagine having to pay that much in dollars for each game. Is it impossible for 98% of gamers? This price is due to high taxes, import fees that electronic games have. Now, you can argue that if it is expensive, just don't buy it, but that's a little unfair because people here get consoles from other countries and bring to Brazil and sell them for cheaper. An Xbox officially here is $2,400. Yeah, effing expensive, but there are a lot of places that skip the fees and sell it for $900 to $1,000. It's cheaper, but it's still crazy compared to the U.S. So a person that has the means to buy a console can only play when it gets hacked and the games don't cost that much. Now, I'm not saying that I agree. I have a 360 and a Wii, and I buy the games in the U.S. stores, like Easterland and Second Spin, because it's cheaper. I have to wait a month minimum to get here, but it's worth it for me. But all I'm saying is that I kind of understand the kind of situation, and I don't judge. And I totally agree with you guys when you give hell to a guy in the U.S. that pirates.
Yeah.
There you guys have it easy with new games for only $60,
yeah.
Which we think is ridiculous, but by comparison...
It's not, yeah.
And possibility of used ones way cheaper and selling your old ones. So a guy in the U.S. pirates, he's just greedy.
Agreed.
Again, I'm not saying that's right. I'm just saying that I understand the reason behind it. Thoughts. P.S. Good idea on the video reviews. Way more organized. The video is actually having an objective. Kudos to you guys. Keep them coming. Yes, which we should be getting back to those
Batman
this week.
Batman would be a good one to do.
Batman would be I'll a good one.
That. Yeah. We'll see how that pans out this week.
And I'll tell you another couple, but that,
we'll
that's
do that after the show.
Yeah.
We got to set up a schedule. Anyway.
I missed almost all of that. So I'm
maybe you should wake up.
Well, I was getting to Twitter shoutouts ready because his phone died.
Oh
yeah. I will say that, like you, I can understand. I can understand piracy in countries like that. Where
how
I
much
still
are games over there?
Like $160.
You have got to be shitting me.
Yeah. Well, $160 in his currency, I think it said.
Yeah.
But, which I imagine is even more expensive than games are here.
Right.
I can understand, definitely. I still can't say that I support it, but I can understand
right.
it in a country like that. But he's absolutely right. In the United States, there's no excuse for piracy as far as I'm concerned. If you're, like he said, if you're a pirate in the United States, you're just greedy.
Especially with all of our luxuries such as Netflix,
right.
and rental stores, free
right.
demos. I mean, Jesus, you can have access to all of these games.
When are they
going to
take notice overseas, though? When are they going to drop the
price? I have no idea.
I mean,
Brazil's not.
Like he said, it's all taxes and imports.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's not. The unfortunate thing is there's not really an end in sight to anything like that. So that's why, like I said, I can understand piracy in a country like that. I still can't say that I support right. it, but I definitely can understand it a lot more than I understand
do you
piracy
think the
here.
Game market would be bigger.
Absolutely, yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, that definitely sucks.
That's like a between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah. But it's just like it's just like us here trying to import a game from Japan.
If
it costs more. Than
flipped and you and we didn't live here and you lived
right.
down. Where do you say you live?
Brazil.
Would you? I know it's a hard question.
That's a hard question.
Considering
I mean,
that we don't live down there and we are against piracy, if the situation was reversed and you're in his situation, what would you do?
That's
Man,
a tough call.
I don't know.
I don't know
what I'd do. I might go insane.
I think I would do my best not to, but that's
I can't say that I would stick by that.
Yeah.
That's a tough call. It really is.
Because, I mean, I have trouble. You know, I want games that you all have that I can't afford because I don't have the money, but I can't imagine his situation.
Yeah, that's
rough.
Yeah, that is rough.
It'd be kind of
sure.
like...
it's an expensive hobby, but even more expensive down there.
It'd be like when I was growing up, you know, didn't have that much money, obviously, because I was a kid. Basically, getting a game for birthday, getting a game for Christmas.
And it made you more... appreciative of that.
Yes.
Of that. See, I mean, I guess it kind of works. What games you have makes you appreciate it more, but still.
Yeah.
Rough.
Yeah, that's rough.
Welcome to my podcast. I'm going to talk about the same game I've been talking about for the last 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I finally beat it for the 12th time this week.
I hope something gets done soon about that.
That's ridiculous. All right, we're going to move on, try to do one more. 41G Classic says, what up, guys? Wanted you to know your show is very cool indeed.
Oh, thank you.
My cue is about the most anticipated game of the year. That's right. I'm going to say it. Dramatic pause. That would be Tekken 6. I just wanted to know, since this year is the year of fighters, wanted to know that are any of you folks going to get Tekken 6? One more thing. What's your favorite Tekken game? Mine was 5. Graphics at the time, Tekken 5 blew me 3 feet away, and the boss was cheap, but not as cheap as the guy who has that globe in his waist from Street Fighter 4.
I am in disagreement with you on that. I think that the boss from Tekken 5 is the cheapest fighting game boss ever,
in my opinion. Dead or Alive boss, man. The one from 3.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
He was cheap, too.
The one you had to fight at an angle?
Crazy-ass angle.
I didn't like that at all, because that... you had to fight the boss from an angle, and it's completely different type of game when you're fighting the final boss, and it's just that's a stupid way of approaching things.
Yeah.
As far as Tekken 2 is my favorite.
I will probably rent Tekken so I can play it, because I enjoy the series. I don't know that I will buy it. It depends on how good it is. But my favorite Tekken is Tekken 3.
I have to agree with Zero. My favorite Tekken is Tekken 2, because it was a significant leap from the first game.
I love the endings, too.
Oh, the
endings were awesome. Mm-hmm.
And it had an awesome intro. The intro and the endings were incredible.
What about you?
I'm not a fan of Tekken.
So. Tekken 6, I will be reviewing it, so I won't be buying it, but
I won't be buying it. I'm not anticipating. I'm not a Tekken fan, so sorry.
You're not a fan of the Tekken. Alright.
Not a fan of the King of the Iron Fist tournament, huh?
I think that's all we're gonna...
You can't say no!
Well, I'm gonna say no, because we have to... we have to close up. We got a couple things to go through here at the end.
We have some Twitter shout-outs, but first we want to announce a couple contests. We want to congratulate Marungo.
Yes.
He won the Trials HD. Even though we didn't have a show last week, we still did the giveaway. He won that, so congratulations. Hope you're enjoying that game.
Congrats.
Yeah.
This week we have two contests to talk about. The first one is Killer Wolverine is running a Red Faction Guerrilla Demons of the Badlands code.
For the PSN. We have one for the PSN.
We have one for the PSN, for PS3. So all the PS3 gamers out there need to send in an email to contest, once again, at ztgamedomain.com. The subject line, Red Faction Guerrilla. And next week's show, we'll be giving away that. So get all of those in. We'll announce it also on Twitter so that you won't forget. Anybody that didn't hear the show, you'll be able to see that. Also, we're going to be in collaboration with Intel to be giving away 10 t-shirts from PAX. So, same deal. Send emails to contest at ztgamedomain.com. The first 10 people to send in for the contest, we'll get the t-shirts, and they will be sent out by Intel during PAX. PAX.
That's the subject.
Subject of PAX contest. PAX there you contest. Go.
Yep.
Send those in, and we'll get some t-shirts given out. And also, for people not at PAX, Intel is running a couple other contests. Anyone 18 years or older living in the U.S. can enter Choose a Champion. Participants are asked to guess who they think will win this year's Omegathon tournament. Those who guess correctly will be entered in a random drawing to receive a Velocity Micro Edge Z30 desktop.
Wow.
Approximately $1,300 retail value.
Wow.
If you want to sign up for this...
I might have to enter.
Yeah, me too.
Go to scoop.intel.com/intelcontests.php. Go to that website and sign up, register. It closes on September 4th at 10 a.m. Pacific time.
We should mention, is the t-shirt contest U.S. only?
Yes.
Okay.
The t-shirt contest is U.S. only.
So we apologize to all of our overseas listeners.
And then on the show floor, if you're at PAX, Intel will be giving away thousands of prizes, including Core i7 processors and laptops daily.
Wow.
For Game On, Wear It to Win contest. To participate, PAX attendees visit the Intel booth during regular show hours to receive a button. If Intel's prize patrol spots a participant wearing or displaying the button during the show, they will be given a game card that can be redeemed at the Intel booth for a prize. QuakeCon and BlizzCon saw just about everybody wearing a button. Check out some of the pics over at flickr.com/photos/intelphotos. So if you're at PAX, go stop by the Intel booth, get a
first
button.
First thing.
Get a button, wear the button all day. If somebody sees you with the button on, you could be winning some hot shit.
There you go.
And speaking of PAX, we're going to have a correspondent.
Indeed.
Yes, PAX. We will have daily updates from the PAX show floor.
I was going to ask how that was going to work after the show.
Daily updates. Video updates from the PAX show floor.
So I won't have to keep up with it this week?
You still got to post everything that I send you.
Well, dare.
But yes, we will have daily updates.
Friday?
Our correspondent actually has interviews with Atari, Harmonix,
with the Penny Arcade,
Sony,
those.
Gabe and Taicho.
Yes.
So we have lots of stuff going. I'm sorry.
And the coverage starts Friday, correct?
Yes. I do believe that
it's
the
busy weekend.
It's going to be a busy welcome to September. The fall rush is here. Are you excited?
I'm excited.
It's time.
I'm not going to be able to afford anything.
That's all right. Hopefully we'll get some goodies.
Woe is me.
So now it's time for the Twitter shout-outs.
First one is from Nexus530. He missed us last week. He says, "Hey guys, missed you last week. Loving Batman, I'm sure you'll cover it in the show." We did. "But price dropped to make this holiday interesting." That was part one.
Agreed.
Part two is, "With the price drop in mind," I guess this was Sony, "plus Sony's lineup this year, can you see a turnaround for Sony?"
Definitely. I think
09-010 is looking good for them, and it absolutely is.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
With the lineup they've got in the next 6 months and that price drop, yeah, it's going to be big for them this Christmas.
It's going to be a good Christmas for Sony, which is good because then Microsoft have to step up their game.
There you go.
And Nintendo might actually have to drop to $199 at some point.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Snap.
Their systems keep dropping in sales every month, so...
Yeah, they're going to have to try to do something this holiday.
$199 Wii, that'll sell like hotcakes.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Guaranteed it happens right before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I would almost put money on that.
Yep.
Put the money on it.
Wow. You are loving the soundboard, aren't you?
I am having a ball with it.
Well, that's good. Next one comes from one-time former special guest. The whitest guy I know is Professor Chaos. He's a what up, white people.
What's up?
I'm not white.
I don't know.
All right.
That was totally
the one we didn't use.
Yeah, it's one I haven't used yet.
I personally, I'm not white. I am brown, so.
Say what?
What?
You're not brown.
I am golden.
You are not golden.
I haven't been in the sun this summer.
You're so Italian.
And
you're,
I'm golden.
You're spaghetti noodle colored.
You're olive.
You're olive.
But what's up, Professor Chaos? That was a what up back to you.
Yep, yep. John Whitehouse, could you please plug mine and at Cal's, I don't know, 88's, I'm sorry, blog and podcast.
No.
Which already did, but
which we already did.
Here is the website. It is numthumbgaming.blogspot.com. And he mentioned that I did listen to it, and it was his very first one last week. So go download it. I think he said he's on iTunes.
Yeah, he is definitely on
gaming.
iTunes.
It's very good. Very
please
good.
Continue.
Okay, shot caller 33. I'm sorry, it's a shot caller. I'm bad at doing this. You want to take over?
I can if you want me
yeah
to. All right.
I
so
fail.
I'm taking over.
I fail.
Shot caller 33.
I was
shot caller
right, okay.
33. Right. Says M4G podcast. What it do, M4G crew? Shot caller 33 here telling you to keep doing what you do, and we will for sure.
Hold on to your butt.
hold on to your butt.
Yep.
All right.
You expect me to talk? Says is Batman game of the year? I think it is. I think several people in the room think it is.
Right now.
I can't say that yet, just because I haven't played enough of it. So at this point, Street Fighter 4 is still my game of the year. But that'll I'm change. Sure after playing this game more that will change. Dylan MMC says in 4G podcast, shout out to Rocksteady for making a great Batman game. Absolutely, shout out to Rocksteady for making a great Batman game. Scruff Money, also known as Scruffy K, on the forum.
I think I just drew on my face.
Nice. He did not say that. He did, however, say, yo, guys, hope nothing bad happened last week. No, nothing bad happened last week. But for my question, Mario did not die in Donkey Kong last week.
That's what bad happened last week.
But for my question, why is Bill Belichick never in Madden? My guess would be because they can't agree to terms with him.
I was going to say something else.
Shocking.
They don't have secret cameras on him. No.
Or
says he doesn't like any coach, which is the like substitute for him, I guess.
He's just a douche.
My guess would be they couldn't come to contract. Like, he might not be part of the coaching association or something.
I'm just going with
he
the
just
douche.
Wants too much money.
That's probably what it is. It's probably the same reason that Barry Bonds isn't usually ever
he probably
in any
just,
baseball games.
I don't know why he's not in the game. It has cheat codes.
Oh snap!
Jimbo N
go
says,
Patriots.
In relation to a previous conversation, I hereby request another one of Wombat's, which actually it was me and Zero Tolerance, not just me, Mr. Freeze impressions to make my day. So just for you, I'm going to say, Mr. Freeze, I freeze you in ice and you'll freeze there. You will not move because I froze you and my wife died.
That's wrong.
Everybody freeze your bat nipples. It's so cold in here.
I can see
your nipples cut glass. Cut the glass on my helmet with
get
your nipples.
Chopper. Oh, wait.
I want your sexy bat nipples.
Hurry up, guy. I gotta pee.
Snoop Dizzle says, if you could create your own product, for example, his Musk of Connery cologne, what would yours be? Be creative. So let's quickly go around. Gambus, what would your product be?
Just making a product?
Yeah.
A product?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay. What about you?
It would be some kind of spaghetti sauce.
Some manner of spaghetti
yeah.
sauce. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's play into that stereotype.
I'm going to make a frosty beer mug and a potato peeler.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. I
have to pee so bad. I don't want to be original right now. Move me all you want.
Your
I
racism.
Have no idea how much I have to pee.
Hey.
Wow, not this. Not this, really. Wow, that's terrible.
Come on, let's roll it through.
I'm actually dragging this out purposely because he has to pee.
If I made a product, it'd be a book of my memoirs.
That would be awesome.
Dude, if
I would buy that tomorrow.
Shit. This random quote.
Yeah, just random. Just random.
And if I had
stop
to
spewing from your mouth.
If I had to
like
create, if I had to create a book, it would be a book dedicated to my experiences in life with Gambus Con. because pretty much if you add Gambus Con to anything, it'll sell.
Why not mooch off the money seller?
Yeah. I would like to make a chair shaped like Gambus Con so people around the world could sit on Gambus Con's lap every day and play video games. And maybe as soon as you sit down on it, it goes, "How's it going? Or greetings, program."
That's not funny.
Oh, it is funny.
It is funny. Shut up.
I don't know what to say to that.
Ho.
That's gross.
Jay Borsick says, M4G Podcast, "Hey guys, how's it going? Just wanted to say I was at work last week at the grocery store," in parentheses, "and I saw wasabi peas and I immediately thought of Gambus Con."
Yes, you did.
Let's put your two cents in, Samuel.
Fido Dito Triplex says, "Hey guys, greetings from smoky and hot California. Big Street Fighter 4 tourney next week, and it's called West Coast Warzone. Wish me luck. Good luck at that."
Oh, he never let us know how you did the first one.
Yeah, you never let us know how you did the first one. So make sure send us a Twitter shout out or
who
something telling us.
Who can be mad at you?
Everybody.
I can't stand him. H Dogger says, "Howdy diddly doo poo." Howdy diddly doo poo N4G crew.
Rudy Poot gangster.
Don't know if I missed the time for tweets. You did not. But what do you think of the new Batman movie? I don't know what he means.
I didn't.
They announced it at Comic-Con.
Oh, gotcha.
Did they?
Yeah, Gary Oldman confirmed they were filming.
Oh, that's right.
Oh. Batman.
Oh, wow. And the latest rumor, I don't know if it's been put to rest or not, with Megan Fox as Catwoman.
I
don't think it's true.
Get Megan Fox the fuck out of everything. I'm just sick of her now.
I think of other things she can be in.
If there's going to be a Catwoman, hire an actress, not Megan Fox.
Oh, snap.
Wow.
Gambus Con putting it down.
Oh, man.
Shut up, man.
That's it.
You I don't know. Asking you a goddamn thing.
You know, I didn't fucking tell him. Me and him are going to fight.
That's all your Twitter shout-outs for the week.
Sam Jackson.
Thank you, guys. Everybody who sent in Twitter shout-outs, thank you very much for that.
The show is over.
Remember, if you're not following us on Twitter, to follow at N4G Podcast. Also, remember to follow at ZTGD, at Gambus Con, at Killer Wolverine, and at R Womboled. That's Womboled.
I lost a follower, and it hurts my feelings.
Nice. That was a good use of the sound effect. See, if you don't overuse them, you can do stuff like that.
I'm just going to say this now. We're fighting. That's fine. Professor Chaos, truce. Truce. I'm calling it here now.
There's a truce.
And for some reason, the cow had to...
Oh, my God.
But, yes, if he's listening...
That was terrible.
If he's listening, truce. There's no reason for us to be bickering like little squirrel girls.
Oh, you were finished.
I'm not fucking finished. Fuck.
Whoa, stop right there.
Anyway, we're done.
Yes, truce.
That's some fucked up shit right there. So.
Mr. Gambus Con, get us out of here.
Yeah, and on last note, leave us a review on iTunes.
Agreed.
All right.
We haven't plugged that in a while.
And with that, I will say...
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
It's me, Mario.
Zero Dollar.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat.
And
Killer Wolverine. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.